It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio, banging up the stereo. Here we go again, same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant, we stay on our job. The brown skin heifer, I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt, Kim King with the promo. Hating on us, now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition, tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it, walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really singing something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, Stat Trek Fire, what's going on? Welcome to another Monday. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, you're always welcome to hit us up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk, you know, and try not to click over, all that good stuff, because y'all know if y'all click, y'all most likely will dip, you know. So I gave a couple of y'all when I first came on, y'all numbers or whatever. So if I got to your number and I went past you, you probably are clicking over or texting or whatever the case is, and you got dropped out of the host key. So, you know, you might want to just call back and press 1 or whatever the case is. And anyway, the topic tonight, everybody is bugging over this for some reason. Like, I guess it's really, you know, causing some heat. You know, hopefully the promoters and everybody will be calling in too. I like to get these inside opinion about this, because I just don't want it to be one-sided. Anyway, the topic for tonight is, do you think that you should have to pay or sell tickets to perform at any event that you're performing at? So, you know, a lot of the promoters have this thing where they want you to, you know, sell like such and such tickets or whatever to perform, or, you know, you have to pay them such and such amount of money to perform. I want to get your opinion. You can say whatever you want. It's, you know, there it already, of course. Anyway, you know, just try to make it short and sweet, y'all, because, you know, I do add a lot of cards. Everybody wants to get on and voice their opinion, and I respect that totally. So try to get on, answer the question as fast as you can. Not trying to rush you, but, you know, it is what it is. And also, you know, because we want to get to your promo and all that stuff, and then we want to get to your song. So just try to be respectful. I don't mean to rush you, but sometimes I got to do that because y'all be just yapping away about miscellaneous things. And, you know, I get the texts like, hurry the fuck up, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a fucking line, ho. And anyway, nah, they don't be saying that. But I know deep in the back of y'all heads, y'all want to say that, like, this bitch talking about nonsense. Like, right now I'm getting texts like, what the fuck you doing, fire? Anyway, again, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Trying to upgrade, you know. I'm listening to the song Hotel, the intro for the song. Well, actually, it's the instrumental. Shout out to Kim King. That's coming out pretty soon. I wrote the song. Kim's on the vocals. Crazy. I don't want to go too much all into that. But anyway, you'll see it. I'll be promoting the hell out of it, and Kim will too, hopefully. But anyway, shout out to all the air doubters on the line, even on the, you know, and the people that's listening on the web as well. You do not have to have music or be an artist. You know, you can also just call in just to say what's up, or you like such and such music, you know what I mean? Like, it's a radio show, so you don't have to have music to, you know, just call up on the show. So anyway, if you want to email us, hit me up at itsairedoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3, no link, and leave your phone number to where I can reach you so I can, you know, post it on the events and stuff like that, and also the upcoming shows that's going on. Make sure your stuff is titled, meaning that my name is Fire and my song is Coattail. You get it? Not my producer name is such and such and such, and I live in LA and da 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 da, and I've been rapping for, so I don't need all that. Save it unless I'm doing an interview on you. Other than that, just keep it short and sweet. The name, the title of the, you know, the song, MP3, and leave your contact number if I don't have it. Just make it short and sweet, y'all. Like, because what I'm going to start doing now is, but since y'all being lazy, I'm going to be lazy too. So if your name is Tyrone or whoever, I'm just going to put Tyrone track one. I don't give a damn. Y'all don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You know, that's how I'm going to do it. So anyway, we both, you know, we both can't be lazy, but it is what it is. Like, if you that lazy to where you can't title your own music, like, if you don't give a fuck about it, then why should I? You know what I'm saying? Take pride in your music, y'all. Title the shit. Send it to me or whomever. You wouldn't send it to a record company like that. So just try to be a little bit more professional about y'all stuff. And this is not directed to anybody. It's just I get a lot of mail, and, you know, you just, you know, I don't want to go through all that, and I don't want to be mean to anybody, but it is what it is. Like, just be a little bit more professional about y'all stuff. Anyway, y'all want to send some drops in, send it in to itsairedoutradio as well, .com, and I'll be more than happy to take any of them that y'all send in. Make sure it says Fire or Air It Out Radio, Fire and Air It Out Radio. Okay, so as long as it says those two things in there, we good to go. Anyway, one quick thing I want to say. Does anybody know that dude, Eric Williams, the basketball player? I think he used to play for the Celtics. I'm dying to know. Why the fuck does he got that knot on his head? Like, what happened to him? Like, I know this has nothing to do with the topic and Air It Out Radio, but I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, if you got all that money, please fix that shit. Like an alien, or he got knocked upside his head. Like, what the hell happened? Anybody on the line know what happened to him? Please tell me. I'm very nosy. I just want to know, you know, about that. I know it has nothing to do with Air It Out Radio. Anyway, tonight we have Jit from Grind Hard Radio. He'll be on talking about his blog as well. He's, you know, starting a new blog up. And hope y'all pay attention to that, because y'all can also go over there and send y'all stuff over to him. Make sure it's MP3 and all that stuff. He'll talk more about that as we get to him. I'll post a lot of the information on the Twitter, and it goes from there to my Facebook page. Anyway, love y'all to death. I'm going to hit the lines up. When I call your last four digits of your phone number, I am talking to you. Please pay attention. Please speak up and act like this is your first time calling. You know what I mean? Don't be like, yo, what's up, yo. Like, come on. You never know who's listening. Just say, yo, what's up, just such and such. You know what I mean? Like, come on, let's keep it moving. Fashion efficiency. Got a lot of calls tonight. I know I'm yapping, but I just want y'all to really make sure y'all get some concept of the show, because it is getting bigger, and I want y'all to be a little bit more professional, because you never know who's listening. I want y'all all on point. I love y'all to death. I'm just being a little tough and spanking y'all in the ass a little bit. So, anyway, without further ado, I'm going to get to my first caller, 8690. What's going on?
What's good?
What's good?
What is looking like?
Hey, I'm chilling. What's going on? Chilling. Who are we talking to?
You talking to Bird right now.
Bird.
$1 billion Bird.
$1 billion Bird.
$1 billion
okay.
Bird.
All right. So I know you're new to the show and everything. So tell us a little bit about yourself real quick.
Well, you know, fresh out of Philly. Mm-hmm. A newcomer to the rap game also. I'm trying to set it off.
Okay. I thought you was from New York. I don't know why I was thinking you was from
Never.
New York. Never. I was talking to your manager. Okay, cool. All right. So I know you probably heard a little briefly about the topic, and then I'm going to let you get into your information and where they can find you at. The topic is tonight. Do you think that, you know, you should sell, or as an artist, do you think you should have to sell tickets or have to pay to perform?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, because it's your grind, it's your hustle, it's your career. If you want it, you got to go out and get it.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
Until you to the point where they paying you so much money you don't have to do it. But till you get there, you got to do it.
All right. So you don't mind selling, like, 20 tickets or whatever?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Come get them.
He said come get them. I know that's right. So tell everybody where they can reach you at. Like,
well, you can reach me at, what is that? My Twitter's Bird Music.
Okay, you spelling that with a Y? Okay. You gonna spell
it out. With a Y, not an I. BYRD. Bird Music.
And Bird Music?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. And
You can Facebook me too, Chael Bird.
You said Chael Bird or Jailbird?
Chael Bird. Chael, C-H-E-O.
Oh, okay. And that's B-Y-D, B-Y-R-D.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
B-Y-R-D.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, no, you sound like you had a couple two letters in there.
Well, you know, it's that Jersey talking. I can't help that. So, all right, that's what's up. So, I'll be posting your stuff on Twitter, and, you know, the Air Dotters can follow you from that point on. Anything. So, what song are we getting into tonight?
I want to have Gotta Believe Me by myself.
Gotta Believe Me. So go ahead and introduce that thing.
Oh, this right here, it's that new thing fresh out of Philly Bird, Gotta Believe Me.
There it is.
You gotta believe me, 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 you gotta believe me. Shorty, she knows she bad. Oh yeah, she knows she bad. She way better than anything I ever had. She make it do what it do. She make it do what it do. She make it do what it do. Make it do what it do. That's how I know she bad. Everybody thinks she bad. She keep her swag jumping right up. Seen her. I knew I had to have her, even if it meant I had the Louis bagger. You see, she got this fashion show swagger, with cheese like a packer, and a dress coat sharper than the dagger. She keep her hair done, no appointments missing. She's straight in the tennis, always she smell good, and she keep her skin glistening. With a body like a goddess, I don't care, she the hottest, I ain't being modest. Most woman ain't got it. Sweeter than sugar cane, baby, can I be your man? Girl, I am so for real, I can make your candy rain. That leads to the bed resting, straight to the shower after sex. I can be your substitute, that teach you life lessons. I'm talking fantasy, shopping free, I'm consistently accessories. Work 20 hours OT, whatever he makes. Girl, whatever it takes, I got it, just never a wait. Wait, wait, shorty, she know she bad. Oh yeah, she know she bad. She way better than anything I ever had. Got it. like Jessica Rabbit. Whenever she let me hit it, I turn into a savage. I mean, I let her have it. This your moment, now grab it. No discretion at all. We let it go and go at it. We causing friction and static. Cause our love's automatic. With spontaneous action, see, we addicted like addicts. You boys, you wishing you had it. Just like you wishing on stars. But your girl's a par. My girl worth 14 carats.
They say I'm lucky. I'm lucky like a clover. Cause even in the winter, she hotter than supernova.
Right. See, she my everything. No, I can't live without her. Remind me April rain. I make a flower shower. Better than terrible twos. Slipping in her favorite shoes. You see, she born to win. So tell me how she lose. I keep her coming like a spigot overrunning. Got a leak. I got pipe for your plumbing.
Right. Shorty, she know she bad. Oh, yeah, she know she bad. She way better than anything I ever had.
Hey, it's your girl, Miss Jessica Lee. That's me, and that's all I know how to be. Respect me or forget me, and you've tuned in to the best spot on Blog Talk, Air It Out Radio with that brown skin heifer, that chick fire. Competition where? We sees none. Okay.
Air It Out Radio, is that chick fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Jessica Amber. You just heard me playing him. Gotta believe me. Anyway. If y'all want to send some stuff, and make sure y'all send it to it'sair.radio@gmail.com. Make sure y'all put the I-T-S in front of it. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 0124, what's going on? Who this?
What's good, Fag? How you doing?
How you doing?
Shaw Fresh. Doing good.
Shaw Fresh, Fresh. Look, you got to give me an intro. You got to give me an intro with something like that. It's going to be hot.
Okay, I'm not going to do it next time I record it for you. I give it to you.
Yeah, where my drop at, man? I'm going to start running down the line. Where my drop at? Where my drop at? Where my drop at?
I got you. I got you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I know you heard the topic tonight. The topic is, in case you forgot, do you think you should have to pay or sell tickets as an artist to perform?
Yes, when you first come out, because you have to do that, because nobody's going to promote you like on your team. You're not like to be like a Wiz Khalifa or something like that, with people that like you so much, they won't mind promoting you. You know, revenue can come with that. When you be starting off, you got to do things like that. That way you get more attention, because nobody's going to push yourself like you've been saying, myself. So, yeah, I think you should do that when you first start out.
Yeah, you definitely should. Well, you know, I mean, I have my opinion. I'll get to mine a little later. I'm gonna let y'all do y'all thing for now. But so what's going on with you? You got any shows coming up?
I'm working on some shows right now for my Memorial Weekend, so I'm working on that. You got to plan early down here, trying to get that down. At the same time, I'm trying to pass my CDs out to different labels that I made over spring break and get their opinion on my music, as well as working on my EP. So right now, I'm just doing a lot of recording, and when summertime comes out, that's when I really want to start performing and stuff like that.
Okay. I love you. You talk so fast, and you get to in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to
throw
you up.
Yeah, nah, but I like that, though, because you fast and you know what I mean? You ain't playing around. You're about your business. I like that. So anyway.
Yeah.
So tell everybody where they can reach you at.
You can reach me at twitter.com/RashadFresh, R-A-S-H-A-D, Fresh, at facebook.com/RashadFresh, R-A-S-H-A-D, Fresh, and also at thatpiff.com/RashadFresh.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's my URL at. Mm-hmm.
And that's coming next Monday.
Okay. Okay. What are we playing tonight?
We're going to play Miss Amazing one more time tonight.
Miss Amazing. All right. Did that play all the way through last week? It did, right?
Yes, I think it did. Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, go ahead and introduce that.
Just my new single right here, y'all. Miss Amazing. What up, Amazing Miss out there? Shout out to Five. Shout out to Air Radio. I'm gone.
Ow.
Where my ladies at? I see you, baby. A fresh, a Jeff, a Jeff, a fresh.
fresh, adjust, a fresh, adjust.
It was one of those days, laid back, cruising down the street. I showed this babe, bro, I knew I had to meet. Sweetheart, 5'6", brown eyes, a frame petite. A $1 million smile that swept me off my feet. Emotions running wild, so this girl I gotta meet. I put the car on pop, quickly walked across the street. Now I'm off to meet and greet, confidence is at its peak. She turned me down so quick, I couldn't even speak. Flipped her head, turned her back, left me standing in the street. So quick and fast, my heart jumped down to my feet. God, can you break this curse, misery and meant for me. If I see this girl again, best believe she meant for me. I give her candlelight sex and shiver down to a beat. Then I wash her body slow, let the song play on repeat. Finally hold her in my arms, let her slowly fall to sleep. Open up her heart, let the love you prone to be. I'm Miss Amazing, oh my God, hella thick. Miss Amazing, too bad to roll with a click. Miss Amazing, was born to take the dick. Miss Amazing, bout the money, run the quick. Oh, Miss Amazing, so bad. Oh, Miss Amazing, so thick. Oh, Miss Amazing, got class. Oh, Miss Amazing, the shit. Oh, Miss Amazing, so fresh. From my head to a whip. Oh, Miss Amazing, go hey, you one hell of a miss. As I walked into the club, I saw her dancing in the cup. The second time around, gotta give her, won't give up. I smoothly pulled up on her and politely said, what's up? My car's turned quick, she began to show me love. I whispered in her ear, I just can't get enough. She whispered in my ear, I like it slow but slightly rough. Her body on my body and my hands all on her butt. Her scent fresh from heaven, could it be I fall in love? Can't believe it's happening, truthfully I'm stuck. Consider it a blessing, no better yet, just my love. Take my time with it, it's no need to stop the rush. Looked her in her eyes as she quickly starts to blush. Body getting warm from the blood level rush. She took me to a crib, guess it's time for the lust. Kissing on her body, making love is a must. I promise not to fail in my words, you can trust. I'm Miss Amazing, Miss Amazing, oh my God, hella thick. Miss Amazing, too bad you broke with a clip. Miss Amazing, was born to take the dick. Miss Amazing, bout the money, run the quick. Oh, Miss Amazing, so bad. Oh, Miss Amazing, so thick. Oh, Miss Amazing, got class. Oh, Miss Amazing, the shit. Oh, Miss Amazing, so fresh. From my head to a whip. Oh, Miss Amazing, go hey, you one hell of a miss. As I woke up slowly, yawning to a bright sunny morning. Glancing at your beauty, damn, you one hell of a woman. A perfect painted picture, how can I ever forget you? As long as you with me, my love will always be with you. Take you on an island trip, private yacht dinners. Rose petals, sex, expensive wine with your dinner. Movie to Miami, no more snow for your winter. If loving you's a sin, consider me a sinner. Surprise your day with some roses, maybe some flowers. I never knew two flies can change within 24 hours. Put a ring on your finger, give your name a new power. No more single on the ship, if it's mine, it's ours. The truth, special moment, like the bloom to a flower. This love we share is so sweet, it can never be sour. Making you love to the steam of the shower. Too bad it always a dream, but I enjoyed every hour. I'm Miss Amazing, Miss Amazing, oh my God, hella thick. Miss Amazing, too bad to roll with a clip. Miss Amazing, was born to take the dick. Miss Amazing, bout the money, run the quick. Oh, Miss Amazing, so bad. Oh, Miss Amazing, so thick. Oh, Miss Amazing, got class. Oh, Miss Amazing, the shit. Oh, Miss Amazing, so fresh. From my head to a whip. Oh, Miss Amazing, go hey, you one hell of a miss.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy BC. You now listening to Air It Out Radio. Holla at your boy. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. You know the deal. If you want a net, hit us up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 and don't be texting and clicking over and all that good stuff because you will dip. Anyway, shout out to Black Cancer and Rashad Fresh. Make sure y'all check them out on Twitter and my Facebook if y'all want to follow them. Hit the lines up a little bit more. 61, 65, Air It Out Radio, what's going on? Who this?
What's up?
You
know this is? This Ace Spitter.
Ace Spitter
with a Z. The block captain, Mr. I fucking hate rappers.
Why do you hate rappers? What's the deal with that?
Why do I hate rappers?
Yeah.
Because there's too many of them, yo. Like me and my man was just talking about this.
Well, what are you?
Too many fucking rappers out here. They don't be talking about shit. You hear my, like, I never touched a brick a day in my life. You never, in none of my rhymes, if you ever hear a rhyme with me saying that, you can come and smack this shit out of me real rap. Like, I don't lie in my rap.
Call yourself, though.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you call yourself? These niggas be lying,
you know, they be fraud, and they say bang, bang this and bang, bang that. And, like, my brother doing, like, he tell me, like, niggas coming there, they be bitching, like, these niggas, they be talking this bullshit on the rhymes. There's a lot of MCs, like, respect to the MCs, but middle finger to the rappers. That's how it goes.
Okay. So you not.
Then you got cash. Listen. Then you got cash.
You didn't answer my question, though. I said, what do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself a rapper?
I consider myself to be an MC.
Okay. All right. I just want to know. Make sure, you know.
But then, see, another thing with me, though, I just happen to have a talent to rap. Like, I put rap to the back burner. Like, I be hustling. I be doing all kind of other shit. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I be trying to feed, like, I got a kid, so, like, I got to take care of my son. Like, that's what I be on most of the time. And
well,
it's just
mostly
so
everybody on here got
I do
kids.
Shows and shit. I don't rap on your street corner. I'm not at your local corner rapping. That's not what I do. I do shows and shit like that.
Okay.
So I'm out there with my shit.
So speaking of shows, what do you think about the topic tonight? Do you think that you should have to pay to, you know, or sell tickets to get, you know, to perform anywhere?
Most definitely. It's part of the game. Like, number one, if you hot, you shouldn't have a problem with selling tickets. And then if you supposedly got, oh, you know how you got all these dudes that tell you you hot, if they supposedly ride with you, then, you know what I'm saying, it should never be a problem with doing, like, ticket sales. And then in, like, a lot of cases where I did shows, like, I actually got paid off of doing my own ticket sales. Like, you hustle, you got to, like, give to make, you know what I mean? So it's like it play hand in hand, you know what I mean?
That's true.
But,
you do have a point.
I mean, you're supporting the person that's supporting you in the end of the day because they throw in the event where other people could come out and view you. And, you know what I mean, it's something that they took the time to set up and, you know, go through all that. So it's only right that you try to help them. Maybe they might need to pay the DJ or pay the owner, you know what I'm saying? So it washes the other person's hand, and at the same time you get the exposure, you know what I mean? Expose your music to whoever. And you might can meet somebody and get somewhere, you know what I mean? So it works hand in hand.
Right, true. That's definitely true. So, where can everybody reach you at and all that good stuff?
You can catch me in West Philly. So, you know,
you
can catch me on the
catch
block.
Me at West Philly.
I be in West Philly. Like, Can't Stop the Rain, that's on YouTube. That's where I'll be at. Real rap. But, no, you can catch me on Facebook. Like, Facebook. A Spitz with a Z, ACESPITZ, Reverb Nation, A Spitz, Coast to Coast Artists, Twitter.com, A Spitz. You can Google me. Like, I'm on a lot of different websites. Freeway Enterprise, like Dez, Dixon, for Philly Shop.
Where's your It's My URL at?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on everything, huh?
Where is my URL?
My URL?
Yeah, It's My URL.
It's my URL. What you talking
about? Yeah. It's a website where it just puts together all your links and your YouTubes and all that stuff if you don't have your own official website. You know what I'm saying?
See, you put me on to something.
Hey, there you go. Boom. Boom. You hear that,
Kim?
Oh, yeah.
And
boom.
I like .com. I don't want to leave that out neither.
Which one
I
is
like
it?
.com. Artist Eastbitz.
Okay. All right. So what are we getting into tonight?
I want that I Fucking Hate Rappers off of the I Fucking Hate Rappers coming out in the second week of May. So everybody, you know what I'm saying, be on the lookout for that.
Shorty, I ain't got that. I'm dead serious.
You don't got, I sent that to you.
Did you?
I did.
Not unless you put it under something else.
You got the Block Captains in?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that's on that I Fucking Hate Rappers too. Same motive, same message, you know what I'm saying? So you can throw that one on.
I got you next week, babe.
All right, that's a bet.
Yeah, it is. Ace Spitters, baby.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm asking you again.
I said, can you hear me? Some message to y'all. You need to
all
know
you rap niggas.
All y'all bang bang shoot 'em up niggas. Where your guns at? you rap niggas. Call me the block cat. What y'all be talking
all
about?
All you niggas I be seeing posing on the camera.
Why you ain't booked right now?
Stop casting God's speech from me to you.
Listen up.
Call me the block captain. I get the block cracking.
Uh-huh.
8 cents, 2 balls, rapping, stop acting.
Stop
niggas bitch all stuff when the cameras on. Come outside. Leave your motherfucking hammer.
Where
so
your hammer?
Call me the block captain.
Block
I get the block cracking. 8 cents, 2 balls, rapping, stop
uh-huh.
acting. Niggas bitch all tough
they
when
all
the cameras
bitch.
On. Come outside. Leave your motherfucking hammers on.
Call me the block captain.
I get it cracking.
Playing no games, this
playing.
Way the laughing stop. You can catch me in Westfield, the L block, or 63rd and Mark, you know the L stop. Cop circle the strip, you know hell hot.
Hell hot.
Any time of the day,
anytime.
Can't shell pop.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking S and AK, shell stop. Most of my niggas is dead
or
in the cell lock. I gotta hold it down for those
I
who ain't make
it
hit. Fuck all you rappers,
fuck
I'm here to fucking make it clear. If it's beef, then it's beef. Just make it clear. If it's beef, then it's beef. We can take it there. I say that. Say twisted like Jamaican head. Try to attack and I'll react like the raging bear. Sitting on the money
uh-huh.
to the point I can make a chair. A-C-E, I'm the boy that you hate and fear.
Call me the block captain. I get the block cracking.
Uh-huh.
8 cents, 2 balls, rapping, stop acting.
Stop acting.
Niggas bitch off tough when the cameras on. Come outside. Leave your motherfucking hammer.
Where
so
your hammer?
Call me the block captain.
Block
I get the block cracking. 8 cents, 2 balls, rapping, stop
uh-huh.
acting. Niggas bitch off tough
they
when the cameras
bitch.
On. Come outside. And leave your motherfucking hammers on.
Look, I'm way ahead of y'all.
Way
talking like 10 steps. Still unsigned till them labels cut a big check. Still get love from the east to the midwest. Still get broads, nice ass with a big
uh-huh.
test. Nigga, fuck the jewels,
fuck
little watch with the big S. Dying in the game, eating up these little midgets. Ace on his business. These niggas on my business. Talking shoot this, but leave home without the business.
Where you got
you rappers on my shit list. I'm talking to y'all.
All
T-R to the U. Come and talk to a
come
boss. That's when you fuckers is lost. Motherfuckers is off. You can take the whole clip. Since you out here acting, if you bodying niggas,
uh-huh.
why you out here bragging? You
why
ain't
you
doing your numbers.
It?
How you out here trapping?
You
need to stop with the rapping. All about the action.
All
call me the captain. I get the block cracking.
Call me the block captain. I get the block cracking.
Uh-huh.
8 cents, 2 balls, rapping, stop acting.
Stop
niggas bitch off tough when the cameras on. Come outside.
Uh-huh.
Leave your motherfucking hammer.
Where your hammer?
Call me the block captain.
Block
I get the block cracking. 8 cents, 2 balls, rapping, stop
uh-huh.
acting. Niggas bitch off tough
they
when the cameras
bitch.
On. Come outside. And leave your motherfucking hammers on.
Dominicano, yeah, it's Machete King All Crazy on Air It Out Radio. Shout out to Fire Chick, La Mami Candela, Air It Out Radio, baby. ¿Quién puede contra nosotros?
Nadie.
Who can go against us? Nobody. Boom, bap, that's what it is. Air It Out Radio, baby.
Go smack some motherfucking body, it's that bitch. Anyway, shout out to Ace Spitz. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. I'm going to hit the lines up a little more, see what's going on. Hope I don't lose nobody. Make sure if y'all click, y'all know, you know, y'all don't be texting and all that stuff, so be careful. Anyway, I'm hitting the lines up a little bit more. Let me see where I'm at right now. 9810. What's going on, Air It Out Radio?
Hello.
Hello.
This is Miss Jessica Lee.
What's going on, Jess?
I'm supposed to be more professional, so.
Yeah, I say, look, hey.
Hello.
You broken in now, so you know, you can.
Oh, I can be like, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, okay.
All that good stuff.
But
anyway, I know you was listening to the topic and everything. What's your opinion about that?
My opinion is that I think that it depends on the venue, for real, whether you should have to sell tickets or not. Like, if it's a little. Like, for instance, we had a little talent show and we had to sell our own tickets in order to be in the talent show and whatever, how many tickets you sold, you got to keep the profits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if it's you're, like, opening up for somebody, I don't think that you should have to really sell tickets or, that's what I'm saying, it just depends on, I think, on the moneymaker behind it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. I definitely see that. So if somebody said, all right, I got to give you 10 tickets, you know, or 20 tickets, you got to sell them before you can perform, would you do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would do it.
Everybody said, y'all being so freaking humble right now, I'm telling y'all, because a lot of people be like, fuck no, I ain't selling no motherfucking ticket, da 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 da. That's all I hear. So now everybody's all trying to be nice about it.
I'm not trying to front like I'm some big star, though. Like, if I was on the level of, like, say if I was, like, on some big rapper or music star, they tried to come to me, like, if I was, like, Lil
Wayne.
You was
Beyonce, yeah.
If I was Beyonce and somebody stepped to me like, will you sell some tickets?
I would
be like, do you know who I am? Yeah, hell yeah, I would be like that. But right now I'm so no, I'm not gonna be like that.
Yeah, that's true. I'll
do what I gotta do.
Yeah,
so I can't
the bottom of the barrel.
Level. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm gonna crawl my way out of these crabs.
That was not a good look right there. Anyway.
Oh, shit, that sounds so bad. I mean,
you
like, crap in the bucket.
You set yourself up for that one. You set yourself up for that one.
Can we edit, scratch that, go back?
I wish we could go back and edit. You know we lie, motherfucker. Yeah.
I mean, like, how crabs are in a bucket.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. No,
okay, yeah, but
playing.
It sounded like I had something going on, but
you
anyway.
What so, tell everybody where they can reach you at.
I'm here with, you know. I'm on, it's my URLs, Miss Jessica Lee, and all my stuff is on there for real. If you want to see my Twitter, my YouTube, just go to It's My URLs, Miss Jessica Lee. And I got Skype now, too. I'm excited about that, even though I don't know how to use it. But
oh, shit.
Yeah. Somebody stole my name, though. Mm. So I had to make it only one Miss Jessica Lee.
Ain't it funny how we get all these pages and don't fucking use all of them? We just be having them just to have them and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be like, yeah, I'm all on all, that shit.
Oh, like, I'm everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So we better hurry up before your dog get the quacking and shit, you know.
Stop it.
We don't want no problem. We don't want no
we can wrap it up because I know there's mad people on the line. I'm not going to be selfish and try to yap and yap like some of these people do and get on and want to talk about themselves so much and don't have consideration for other people.
Up.
So I want to hear a song by you. the song that I heard today, Miss Sits on Your Page. Yes, I told
you. Sure,
y'all
you want to do that? We could play something.
I do. Else. I'm digging that song. It makes me just want to like grab my crotch like Michael Jackson, like for real.
You do. Anyway, this is a little different from, you know, what y'all normally hear on here because mostly it's just hardcore. Not gonna say hardcore, but you know, mostly just a little. I don't know.
It reminded me of the '80s. I wanted to put a glove on, and like wrap a scarf around my head, like just hanging down the front.
Yeah, this is my other side, my diva side. Like, I haven't gave her a name yet, so I'm thinking of a name right now. Try to
y'all
come
gonna
up with
dig it though. I'm telling you, y'all gonna dig it.
So go ahead and introduce it since you asked for it.
Okay, so I'm a little fan of that chick Faya, and I want to request that song "Miss Sits" by her because it's like totally awesome.
You were so silly, Mrs. Baby.
I'll bring you back one.
Bad girl, because we do what we want. My breath is long and it goes on and on.
for TP, chick, please. Love a drama, scandal, paparazzi, decide to cheat. Pretty picky, funky with a personality. You can love it or leave it, but I'm gonna be sick. I can feel the heat from the haters up in the room. My appearance can sometimes throw you off and fool you. In the VIP section with actors and boilers, they call me the tough cookie, and I say, show me. I look innocent, you'll be the victim. Men love a bad girl, cause we do what we want. My breath is long, and it goes on and on. I'm a misfit, I just don't give a damn. I'm a misfit, for what you think or what you say. I'm a misfit, I can do what I want, cause I can. Yeah, I am. I'm a misfit. I don't waste. I'm a wolf. I'm a misfit. Don't care who goes a hot or cool. I'm a misfit. I'm always an outcast. Yeah, I'm dead like my guests and dead. You don't like me? Like I give shit. I do what the fuck I want. I don't give a shit if I like this, you know. Fuck you and anybody don't like it. Let's go. I'm a misfit. I'm a misfit, for what you think or what you say. I'm a misfit, I can do what I want, cause I can. Yeah, I am. I'm a misfit, I don't waste, I'm a wolf. I'm a misfit, don't care who goes a hot or cool. I'm a misfit, I'm always an outcast. Yeah, I'm dead like my chest and bed.
Chilzy Jones is my name. Fucking bitches is a game. You already know what it is, nigga. Shout out to Air It Out Radio. That fire chick, a.k.a. the brown skin fucking heifer. What up, baby? Holla at me. Real rap. You already know what it is. Oh, yeah. That cushion apple juice in stores. Come get it. And that teach me how to Chilzy coming soon. Holla at your motherfucking boy. Out.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Jessica Rel, and also shout out to everybody that's on the line listening. Please be patient, I will get to you. So hold on to your draws, okay? Anyway, hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 3530.
Yo, what's up, fire?
What, you hung around, huh? See, look.
Yeah,
I was about to play your thing too. I'm glad I didn't. Whew. Would have been too close. You dropped. So anyway, ran live, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, for your topic, I think that, you know, is you should, because it's going to teach you what you need to do as an artist anyway. You got to get out there, you got to promote, and you got to get used to asking people to become fans, to support and spend that money, because that's the only thing that's going to keep your career alive. You know, this ain't, you know, everybody that's a professional that's in this, you got to get that money, man, one way or the other. You know what I mean? So I'm in support of that, you know.
Okay. Y'all is being so gentle tonight, I'm telling y'all, because most of the time, y'all, I hear all y'all, not you, I'm just saying, you know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to pay that shit, this shit should be free. You know what I mean? So now I'm hearing all this, oh, no, you don't have to pay. Yeah, I should have to pay. Okay, so, all right. I'm waiting for the real motherfucker to come. I'm like, fuck no, I ain't paying for motherfucker. Fuck no. That's what I'm waiting for, but it's cool, though. So, anyway, what's going on with Ren Live real quick?
Ren Live got the album release party May 27th. You know, still selling them CDs. You know, out in the street trying to get a little more organized with the stores and just get a little more promotion going. Nitty told me we supposed to be opening for Wiz, you know, and Wiz Khalif. So I'm just waiting for Nitty to get back on me and see if that's going to go through. And if it do, then that'd be good. My cousin is already trying to, my cousin that works for Will Smith, trying to bring Wiz Khalif to Philly. You know what I mean? Throw a party at the party or something. So, you know, my people's doing what they could do. Shout out to my OE at EST. I linked back up with him. Got him making moves. I told you should get him on the show. That'd be
some
good.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
So, So, you know, that's all. Just promoting, ran live, trying to get that buzz, man, you know.
Okay. Where can they reach you at, babe?
Ran live on Facebook. Official ran live on MySpace. No, I'm everywhere, but I, you know, there's so many joints. I like to just chill, Master One. I really, you know, I opened up a Facebook Music page. You see, that's why I had to re-request you, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think I'm gonna play Facebook the tightest. So just come holler at me at Ranlot right now, my John. Like, you know when they block you from requesting people, your name don't show up when people look at you. So I got like one more day left for more Facebook punishment.
Yeah, I know. That sucks too. I know.
Yeah, and it's corny. They be like, sometimes they be like, yo, you know. You
but see, that's why y'all got to get up on it. Y'all got to get more than one page because I be working through that shit. Like, you won't block me here. I go to my other page. Fuck y'all.
Right. That's what I do. I'm with you, fire. Fuck.
Yeah. They ain't stopping me, motherfucker. Anyway, what we getting into tonight, babe?
Oh, my shout-outs.
Oh, go
real
ahead.
Quick.
Make it quick.
Shout out to Air It Out Radio, first and foremost, the queen of the underground fire chick.
Ow.
Shout out to my youngin' Nitty. I'm always forgetting him. My cousin, my business partner, K-Mag. Known Records, Quilly Mills, Ines, Hollow Man, and everybody at that Known Record establishment. The entire Batcave. And my boy Dutch, that's on this track we about to listen to, called I'm Crazy. Can give
us some
love.
There it is, Ran Live, baby.
Building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind.
Crazy,
don't you worry, understand, nigga. Sometimes I feel like death is fucking calling me.
I'm crazy.
I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind.
I'm crazy.
But you wouldn't understand, nigga.
I'm crazy.
Sometimes I feel like death is fucking calling me.
I'm crazy.
I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind.
I'm crazy.
But you wouldn't understand, nigga.
I'm crazy.
Sometimes I feel like death is fucking calling me.
I'm crazy.
Come on, pussy, what you looking at, huh? Oh, I get it, you must be crazy. You say you're broke, you must be lazy. You better get up, get out, get something, yeah. Get an 8-ball, break it down, get it pumping, huh? Instead of sitting around on your ass doing nothing, I mean, complaining. Mad at me cause I'm stunt, like, and I'm just maintaining. The game and all hustling. Taking niggas' blocks, we call it muscling. Hit the kitchen, cook me up a brick, I call it wrestling. Please, homie, don't try to be like me. Cause that there's fraud and embezzlement. Look at your head bust, fuck around with my intelligence. A lot of rappers out there, I ain't smelling them. Internet bullshit, music to the public. Well, I'm here to knock you out the way and take your budget. Church man is back, motherfucker, you should love it. CWC is the click and we suck it. It's easy how we does it. Rap my nigga, easy how we does it.
The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind.
It's your
boy,
K-Man. I get crazy too.
Sometimes I feel like death is fucking calling me.
I'm crazy. 187 to you and your lady and your baby. For this gravy, catch you hopping out your spot by the hopping and the stadium. Had a sunny day today, youngin', made it.
that Smith and Buck ain't for keep payment. That's how mama raised him. Papa's a gun, so I'm cocking mine and I'm going out blazing. He's muted in the raisin. I'm a grippy muck, throw him in live truck and kick him down the fucking basement. And leave his body full of cuts from the razor and pour alcohol on him. He never thought he saw raw, so he saw mad revolvers on him. No shell, no cell, no snitch. Fucking with the best kept secret, he ain't a bitch.
Nah.
And I keep my glizzy on my bitch. Hit you up on some Tupac shit. I'm crazy, I'm crazy.
Building up my chin. I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind.
I'm crazy.
Well, you wouldn't understand, nigga.
I'm crazy.
Sometimes I feel like Devin's fucking calling me.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, I'm on the road to the riches, and it's filled with bitches. Beamers and Benzes, Ferraris and Cadillacs.
Cadillacs,
the Zantac, Zantac,
lime green.
Lime green, good weed. Fuck with me, I kill you. Torture your bitch ass. Can't have you all the ass. Get you to my house alone and slice your fucking ass. I lost my mind. I'm a goon, I don't give a fuck. Red to 40, shoot you up. Two sides to lift you up. Buck, buck, buck. It go rain again. What? You in the ambulance. Sipping in the man again. Talking all that shit, dog. Here we are again. Make you shit your pants, my man. Building up my chin. I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind.
I'm crazy.
What you wouldn't understand, nigga.
I'm crazy.
Sometimes I feel like I'm like Devin's fucking calling me.
I'm crazy.
Air.Radio, Radio, check the website out, air.radio.net. Hit us out, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk to me. I'm that host, that bitch, that brown skin heifer. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 7611, who this?
Yo, Buck Smoke, you stepped out.
People be like, who this? Buck Smoke, baby.
Fire, yeah, yo, what's good, sexy fire?
I know, I'm chilling.
Always chilling. How you chilling when you're on fire? You hot like a motherfucker.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
What's good with you?
None. Got to ask you the topic for tonight. What's your opinion on, you know, paying to get on your shows or paying for tickets and stuff like that or, you know, having to pass them out, have to sell them, all that good stuff?
Well, I mean, it's part of the game. It depends where you're at in your career, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to come up and you're trying to get that exposure, I mean, that's what you have to do. I just don't dig when it's a little excessive, when niggas making you sell over 30 tickets at 20 a pop, and I'm about to hand a nigga 600. I mean, if you give a nigga a cut, it's all good, because we all got to eat. The EVE, everybody got to eat. So that's my only gripe. I sell tickets. Let me get a cut of that. But I know niggas got expenses. They got to pay for that club. They got to pay for sound system. They got to pay to promote the event. You know, but in turn, can put me on the next one. Maybe I won't have to sell as many as before. At some point, you know, it got to be a give and take. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it really depends on the venue, where you at in your career. But you know, you can't put a price tag on exposure. You know, just try to find a way. If you want to sell some tickets, try to get some money back. Sell some CDs in a spot or whatever. But, you know, it's hard when you're trying to get exposure. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
and I can't not promote it. What I do not is when you go all out and sell 20, 30 tickets and then they give you 5 minutes on stage. That's the bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. So I'm gonna sell some tickets and my people's coming out. You better give me some time on that stage. That's when the shit starts. Niggas,
so what do you think is a good fair time? Like 15 minutes? 10 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes, you should be able to do what you got to do. 15 minutes, that's a quarter of an hour. You better be able to do it in 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And try to get as many songs as you want in 15 minutes. They just got a problem with doing three verses. Nah, people don't want to hear that. Do a verse or hook and go into your next joint. You know, you're trying to give people variety. Don't ever perform and do a song, three verses, and you're a new artist. Don't do that. That's not a go. Even majors don't do that. You go to T.I. show, that nigga giving you a verse of song. Rick Ross, he giving you one verse, going to the next joint. So why is a new artist going to do three verses? You got to get hit people with the variety, keep it live. You know, that's just my advice to everybody out there. Shout out to all my Ed Out niggas. I hear you on your grind. Keep going. As long as you never quit, you never fail. Shout out to all my niggas getting money. If you ain't getting money, you doing something wrong. And shout out to all my ladies out there. Keep your hair done. Keep your nails looking good. Keep a little respect and have a little class with yourself. Squirt it up.
I know
keep
that's right.
Out. Yeah, that's what it's about, fighter.
Everything did.
I'm trying to drop jewels on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, yo, I just want to promote my mixtape. It's dropping Friday. Get Money Rap Volume 1. You can preview it now on thesession.net. That's thesession.net. You can preview that Bronx Move mixtape. It's dropping all over the internet Friday, so you can get your free downloads. I'll be Twittering the sites to y'all. And, you know, y'all hold fire down, man. Everybody should pay homage to fire. You know what I'm saying? Because she is providing a plateau for us to do what we do, man. You know, we need more people like you, Fire.
Aw, that is so sweet.
Shout out to my publicist, Lavender. Shout out to my manager, Nick Mack, Mahogany Entertainment. The whole team caked out. Harlem World's in the building. Bucks Move, I'm on deck. And the Hennessy and Red Bull is on deck right now. I'm feeling very good.
Okay. Are you at the strip joint or no?
Nah, tonight is gay night, you know, and no disrespect to all the ladies, but you know, I'm not gonna be in there tonight, you know. I'm not gonna do that. They can do what they want right now.
Okay.
I don't wanna be in there, you know. They don't want the sausage. They wanna deal with the whatever.
They don't want the sausage.
No, they don't want the sausage. No, I'm saying so. Tuesday I'm in Sin City. You know, $77 bottles all night. DJ Ravio Air Live. I'm back in the luxury box on Friday. We got bottle popping Friday. Bottles 125 all night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing. So y'all can follow me on. I got it popping on itsmyurl.com/BucksMove. BuckSmooth. itsmyurl.com/BucksMove. Y'all can get at me and see what I'm doing. I got a lot of things going on. And this is what we're doing, man. I got the new single I'm working. Cover Bad Pain. And I'm aiming at all you rag-ass niggas. Like my man, A-Spitz. Hey, that's his name, A-Spitz?
Yeah,
A-Spitz. I'm feeling what my nigga was saying, man. You know, do away with all the rag niggas. All your rag niggas, get your bars up.
Mm-hmm.
All your halftime rappers, get your grind up. This is about a four-time grind, man.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Yo, cop the back end. That's what I'm doing. Bust Move, all the way up in the building. Thank you, Fire. I love you, baby.
Love you too, babe. Love you, baby. Cop back.
Double up. Yeah. Gave a hype, man. Take down. Cop back. Hey. Stay on ice, y'all niggas keep running around, playing with it. In New York minute, sticky situation, messy crime scene, Boulay wild out, empty the magazine of that. 40 shots, 40 shells, 40 prints on the shits, what the hell? I'm black leather gloves, working with toes, half a mil on bail, y'all shit on the boat, you getting used, criminal mind, I'm way too advanced, ahead of my time, man, I'm really sick of the grind, cock it back, aim and blow your mind. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim, man. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim. I'm in the woods, upstate, shooting at bottles. Get my aim right, don't miss, that's the motto. These niggas like plum lotto numbers. That's not hitting, nigga, I'm spitting. Wagner flow, Lord of my city, when it turn cold, when it's hot, white G-Nation, BBS rims, we don't do chrome Dayton, back to back, act let you see them dudes racing, west coast through the Huntsville, so down the east river, in the speedboat, y'all niggas take notes, this is Harlem 101, Tech 9 nigga, a 40 shot gun, and y'all don't really want none, these are celebrated hollows, we call them dumb dumb. Fuck that nigga, this ain't no whisper.
that bitch fire. Any of those bitches fuck with you, you better beat their goddamn brains out.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Bucks Move. And that is my mom, y'all, with her crazy ass self. So if my mom can give me a fucking drop, y'all, then y'all ass can give me a goddamn drop, okay? So anyway, I like to get a little physical right there, a little, aggressive or whatnot. Anyway, we'll hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. I see my next caller. I had to, find you for a minute. My screen went through. Anyway, 3707, what's going on?
On this
rearview mirror. And our radio, 3707. You on the line, mother effer.
Yo.
What's going
what
on?
What is this, Bahia?
What up?
Yo, I'm chilling.
Who you be? Who you be?
Huh?
Who you be?
Oh, this Nizzy from the Famous Flyboys. What's poppin', baby?
What's going on?
I'm chilling. Everything good.
Okay.
Listening to the airwaves all crazy. Everything sounding real lovely right now.
Yeah, we try. To air it out as they do their thing. So anyway, the topic tonight is, what do you think about, your opinion as far as should you have to pay to, perform and whatnot? Should you have to pay tickets and whatnot?
Nah, at the end of the day, I really think that based on, how everything is nowadays, I feel as though, this shouldn't even be that way, Like, as far as the promoters and, how everything organized and everything, they shouldn't even have to, artists situation shouldn't even have to come out their pocket. They should have already, have their weight up, as far as with that.
The ones that gotta, they gotta get paid some kind of way if they don't charge?
No doubt, But at the beginning stages, it shouldn't even have depend on, the upcoming artists that's trying to get out there, they're trying to get their exposure and everything like that. Shouldn't even have to, come out their pocket and anything like that. The promoters and whoever is trying to, give the actual artists that don't have the exposure out there, the recognition, they shouldn't have to, count on the artists to come out their pocket. They should already have a weight up with the whole situation. The artists shouldn't even have to come out their pocket, whereas though at the end of the day, they got to spend money, to get on stage and this and that, it shouldn't even be that way.
Right.
At all, That means, though, at the end of the day, them promoters that's trying to promote shows and stuff like that, they don't got their weight up as far as with their bread, as far as with their money.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It should be a whole new direction as far as with that. If I'm a promoter or anything like that and I got young artists coming out there that's trying to get their exposure on or whatnot, I'm not going to try to have the artists come out with their bread. I'm going to have that weight up at the end of the day, whereas my money is, very large at the end of the day, whereas though when them artists come to my shows or whatever like that, everything is pretty much paid for. What I'm saying? That means basically, all right, they're in a recession. Their pockets real light. They got lint balls in their pockets. You feel what I'm saying? They got lint balls in their pockets. They can't even afford it. They gotta have the artists that's promoting and come out with their pockets with the bread. That's corny. They fraudulent.
Wow.
You feel me?
That is kind of somewhat true, so I definitely feel you on that.
So my end of the day, at the end of the day, I want to pay attention to all the promoters that's out there that's trying to get their exposure on. We're trying to do shows, and they try to put artists on, but you got to get artists, artists got to come out of their pocket. No, it shouldn't even be like that. The artists should be paid for already, whereas the promoters should already pay the artists at the end of the day. That's how it should be.
Right. Yeah, I got you. All right, so tell where everybody can reach you, your website. I hope you got that Twitter up, right?
Yeah, my whole Gmail is up right now. They can reach me at BernardandWoody71@gmail.com. Then at the end of the day, my man's in the Famous Flyboys, They pretty much got everything up on their Twitter or whatnot.
Yeah, Famous Flyboys with a Z.
Yeah,
right.
Famous Flyboys, at gmail.com. So everything is pretty much all up and all up to date right now.
Okay. Uh-huh. You want to give a couple shout-outs real quick for, you know, because I know you're doing everything.
Oh, shout-outs to my man, Spoke the Boy. You know what I'm saying? BZ Justin or whatever, Young Wavy and everything, you know. We're going to keep that shit popping.
All right. So what are we playing tonight?
Right now, we playing tonight. You can play that that Don't Look right now.
Don't Look right now?
Yeah. Right. Play that Don't Look.
There it is. Bye, boys, baby.
All right, baby.
Famous. If my attire make you sick, don't look, cause you looking at a lot of money chicks get took. Robbers, we never mind, cause we got the nine already. Dressing like a star, they think we signed already. If my attire make you sick, don't look, cause you looking at a lot of money chicks get took. Robbers, we never mind, cause we got the nine already. Dressing like a star, they think we signed already. Look, breaking in the new year, just like a new gear, switch gears. Every time I think that the news near, no camera, just some eyes on them haters. No hater got my eyes on you haters. Going hard like the skin on some gators, on point like some Stacey. Style like a color, but your girl can still lace me. Hard to compare at the pair down the AC. Someone tell the U-Haul, meet me down at Macy's. In the winter, my presence is absent from these clubs, cause I'm stacking, getting ready for the summer love. King Famous bring the heat like the summer does. No intercom, we coming in, we ain't get the buzz. And I'm kind too, I can out-kind you. Do it big, Niz got my back like a spine dude. These other dudes, I never mind, they never got a mind of their own. We don't reach, so we own. In my zone, my tire retire every fabric in your home. So please, to rock, puffy cone. Can't knock me off my pivot, cause my feet is planted. Quadruple on this way is from a different planet. Every card I get is loud, I never push the panic. Famous is a seed, and I'm sorry, it's already planted. And your girl's more like the soil that's around it. Red bean that God carry, trust me, every time I round it. Get it? You niggas can't see me. Clear like a picture on the plasma, 1080p. The fame is cool, but the music just embrace me. And I just need the support like a break beat. If my attire make you sick, don't look. Cause you looking at a lot of money chicks get took. Robbers, we never mind, cause we got the nine already. Dressing like a star, they think we signed already. If my attire make you sick, don't look. Cause you looking at a lot of money chicks get took.
Give me that.
Robbers, we never mind, cause we got the nine already. Dressing like a star, they think we signed already.
We fur on the Uggs when it's cold. Winter time, these niggas mad cause we eating dinner time. Staying your place is not a race, we at the finish line. If it's beef, we can work it out with this extended nine. Is you digging me? Gucci's red and green like a Christmas tree. My ex regret, unless she missing me. Pop, pop, what's the closest thing to a father? Dressed to a brush, now I'm sitting like a toddler. Bodies in the box, looking like nah, ladies. Asking when they want me to stunt, now or later. Alert the bums, can't never be around haters. Getting brain popping champagne, like we around Lakers. I'm everybody's favorite, cause they love my swag. Paid a lot for my attire, price my tag. Since a young boy, I always like to brag. At the dark bench, double park, tonight's we had. Still pray to God, I know it's not perfect, but I swear I'm not the same as these dudes on the surface. All I see is clowns that remind me of a circus. Rapping is my purpose, got me asking, is it worth it? Born on the plane, stay away from you lanes. My brain is on Pluto, and my outfit's from Spain. If you ain't fresh like Famous, show you autographs. Tell six, I don't give sex, I give autographs.
If my attire make you sick, don't look, cause you looking at a lot of money chicks get took. Robbers, we never mind, cause we got the nine already. Dressing like a star, they think we signed already. If my attire make you sick, don't look, cause you looking at a lot of money chicks get took. Robbers, we never mind, cause we got the nine already. Dressing like a star, they think we signed already.
What's next, buddy? What's up, bitch? Make sure you check out the website, air.radio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on over here. We got some jerseys on. Jersey, my F is on the line. Listen, shout out to all the black callers that's calling in. I love y'all too. Mwah. I know y'all not pressing 1, but I'm not going to mess with y'all. I don't do that on this show. I don't really go to the people that's not pressing 1. But anyway, where's my caller at? Okay, 0515, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Yo, what's good? What's going on? What's good, Fire?
How are you, dawg?
I'm good. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Mind me, I'm sipping on this blue label. Got Johnny Walker Blue.
Oh, God. You always sound like you're so laid back. So, I got to ask you the topic for tonight. What do you think about the artists that have to pay? You know what I mean? Like, should you have to pay to perform? Should you sell the tickets and stuff like that? Do you think that you have to do that, or they should stop that altogether?
Well, I mean, it's all part of your grind. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had to do that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, one promoter gave me 20 tickets. After I sold all his tickets, I said, "Give me 100 more." You know what I'm saying? So it's all part of your grind.
I love you.
You know what I'm saying? So I say, you know what I mean? Well, however you got to eat, do what you got to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you want to know what I'm saying? You want to establish yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do what you got to do by any means necessary. So if you got to sell 20, 30, 40 tickets, you know what I mean? For you to shine, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Because some people feel like they should just have to come there and perform. They don't feel like they should have to do all that. But I definitely understand what, you know, the artist
is. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no big time, you know what I mean? But I paid my way, so, you know what I mean? I mean, don't get it twisted. I still will sell some. I'll sell Pampers and shit. It don't matter. But,
you sell Pampers?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, word up. I mean, this is the profession you want to get into. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on your grind 24/7.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I do a show 5 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? So it don't really, know what I'm saying? I'm just
so
hungry.
What do you
like
think
that,
about some of the artists that don't want, like, say if you was going to get paid to do you think that you should have to get paid to be on a tour or to, you know, at this stage right now in your career, would you honestly ask somebody to pay you to go on tour?
Most definitely.
Really?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I did a couple
shows.
So you
would want, like, Lil Wayne to pay you?
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I mean? If Lil Wayne said, you know what, I heard of you, you know what I'm saying, I know about you, whatever, you know what I mean, okay. You know what I'm saying, you're going to take that, but you ain't going to be all suit, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's a business, you know what I'm saying. You in it just like how he in it, even though he got millions, you know what I mean, so he can look back and like, okay, I remember when I was there, you know what I mean, just starting out. He might give me some food for thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day, like I said, you know what I'm saying, it's part of a business. So you gotta eat. I don't care if it's, you know what I'm saying, you can fire on it. You know what I mean? Whatever you gonna get. Of course, mm-hmm. You know what I mean, you gotta get something. You know what I mean? You on the tour, I ain't gonna be on no tour for free. No way.
Okay. I just thought, you know, people would look at it as if, you know, especially if you don't really have a buzz like me, you would take it as if, like, this is an opportunity for me to get a buzz, you know what I mean? So that's how,
okay,
I would look at it.
Prime example, you know what I'm saying? When I opened up for Ludacris at Harris, I got paid, you know what I'm saying? And I feel as though I ain't no big-time artist, like I said, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know what I mean, it's part of the business, though. You know what I'm saying? I got paid for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And a lot of females came out to see your boy. You know what I mean? So it was all up.
Okay, well, hey, you know. I mean, I think that's good if y'all can get paid. It's definitely a good look. So, you know, to each his own. So what can they reach you at?
Oh, facebook.com/DSF, the problem solver, reverbnation.com/DSF, the problem solver. You can Twitter me too. You know, twitter.com/DSF, the problem. I'm everywhere, man. But,
I'm everywhere. That's right. So we'll
be getting into tonight. Yeah, I want to hear that new single, Mighty Burners for Life, featuring my brother L. Unique. Yeah, shout out to my man Stallion, Miss Jessica Lee.
Where he been at? Yeah, get his ass on the show.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He be calling and he just don't be having the patience. He be like, fuck this shit, Jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He do one of your moves. He'd be like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
Nah, look. When I be on, you know what I'm saying, some couple times prior, you know what I'm saying, I be up in like in the third floor sometime in the studio, and that reception is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, I'll let you get away with that one. Let you get away with that.
But you
drinking, that's not helping the situation because it's going to make you more tired. You're like, man, fuck this shit. I'll talk to you later. You know what I mean?
I'll be on point, though. But I just want to give you a shout out, too, Fire. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm feeling your music, girl. Damn, you know what I'm saying?
Aw, thank you.
Well, you want two. You doing your one, too. I like that.
I like that, right? You know, I get to that when I want to, you know. But anyway, what we getting into? You said Mighty Burners for Life?
Yeah, Mighty Burners for Life. Jersey in the building, baby. It's your boy, DSS, the problem solver. Get at me.
Jersey.
Unique E&T.
You gotta put the 2 cents. Motherfucking nuisance. I see why niggas do this. Get shot or stabbed on, killed on GD. Running your mouth like motherfucking bitches be. Run DMC said you talk too much. Especially you think you hard and you quack like a duck. Then that tough woolly talk, get your bitch ass tucked. You be a nice piece of pussy, about to get fucked. So calm down, man, that big Willy bullshit. Before you get your ass kicked or hit with a full clip. Time is money, motherfucker, so man up. You and your team don't got no plans to get them damn bucks. Saying you was a man, dog, with no nuts. Guess what? If I was you, I'd say my life's up.
Friends where I'm from, in the back where I'm at.
You less than, yes, I'm much greater. Like to talk or keep talking while I get this damn paper. Think I don't know, y'all slow on some dumb shit. Might know the street, but never ever done shit. Never sold drugs in your life or some gun shit. You pussy punk motherfuckers always on some run shit. From now on, I'ma call a house C. Can't feel the real dish shit. You better beat it. Niggas talk a lot of shit out they mouth, but can't back it up. Nigga disrespect me anyway, I'ma smack them up. Comedy clown, motherfuckers got me cracking up. What's up with the mask and guns for? You ain't jacking up. So through the bullshit, the lies, and the drama, with the female tendencies that you got from your mama.
Bitch, friends, where I'm from, in the back where I'm at.
Your mind.
mind state. Think you knew, but now you know, yo, it's too late. Thinking you were strong, you was weak, should've had faith. No felonies, no pushing keys from state to state. No robberies, no casualties, use your fate. Now your people's doing your body at your fucking weight. Soul of the devil, you heard a true real snake. No bling, no cars, no clothes, no real estate. No fine dimes, but naked chilling by the lake. No more telling stories how you was getting paid. Now you dead and gone, word is born, these is the break. Talking shit behind my back, say it to my face.
Where I'm from, let me pack where I'm at. You got a problem, come to see me, dog, and it's like that. The mighty brothers rolling deep from the city to the city. Come with that bullshit, we keep grinding and greedy.
Yeah, this your boy Kazmir, and I'm listening to that chick Fire with Air It Out Radio. Go slap the shit out of somebody and tell them to tune in. www.airitoutradio.net. Let's get it.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net and you want to hit me up, 347-677-1163. Remember, if you click or you text and all that stuff, you will dip. So if I don't get to you, then that's probably what happened. Anyway, hit the lines up a little bit more. See what's going on. 1018 Air It Out Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on? Who you be? Who you be?
Oh, let me turn this phone up. It's Jay.
What's up, Jay?
What's up with you?
You know.
Fire.
On the air? Are we on the air?
Fire going hard, huh?
Trying, you know,
I heard what's going on this, on the radio tonight.
Yes, the first promoter.
Huh?
The first promoter on the air. So, you know I got to ask you your opinion. Give it to us raw, uncut. Like, what's your opinion about that?
I mean, first shout out to all the air outers. But at the end of the day, man, you know, some people made some, you know, valid points. Like, when a lot of these promoters, they go overboard with it. But for someone like myself, I can't speak for everyone. I can only speak for myself.
Right.
You know, I have the showcase jumping off April 3rd. That's this Sunday out here in Camden.
Okay, block it.
You know, called Lyricist Go presents That Work Showcase Hard or Soft. But what I do, like I said, I only speak for myself. You know, a little registration fee of $25 because it's not an open mic. But off of that, I'm giving all my acts 4 tickets, the opportunity to make your money back plus 15, trying to be a little bit fair. Mm-hmm. But I have a couple acts, they don't want to even do that, and I think that's corny. You know what
right.
I mean? Because at the end of the day, you're performing for free if you choose to sell your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel as though that it should be an issue to pay a little registration fee or sell a couple tickets. If you want to get exposure, you never know. That venue might be the venue that it push you out there and give you that buzz that you really need. So,
yeah, that's definitely true.
That's my opinion.
You said that's my opinion.
Yeah, man. You know, too many. You know what I find out? It's like, you know, it's a lot of artists out here. You know what I mean? It's a lot of artists that I know that's hot. But at the end of the day, like, you're a famous nobody. You know what I'm saying? If you got a crazy street buzz in your hood, yeah, you nice. You talented, but still be humble. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And use other avenues to get to the point, the level that you want to get to. You know what I mean? So you can really become that dude or that female. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just all about being humble, but everybody don't think like me, so. I mean, I respect a lot of underground artists. I love hearing underground artists. I believe they the, you know, a lot of underground artists hotter than a lot of mainstream artists for the simple fact that they're more hungrier and they want to get to that level. So if you want to get to that level, humble yourself and do what you got to do to make it to that next level. You know, it's a lot of different avenues out here. You got to use your avenues and whatever avenue you can take, take it.
Right. Okay. Well, well said, well said. So since you are a promoter, you know, I know a couple of weeks ago you were supposed to come on, whatever, you know, the situation was. You didn't come on. You have a couple extra minutes on me to go ahead and elaborate a little bit more about your show that you have coming up.
Well, yeah, it's a hip-hop and R&B showcase, like I said, called That Work, Hard or Soft. What I'm doing is I'm taking the $25 registration fee. With that, I'm giving every act 2 songs, you know, which should be equivalent to 8 to 10 minutes. That's enough time, I feel, though, my acts can interact with the crowd and get the crowd into them. Also, I plan on streaming it live. It's a couple of different effects that I'm going to add. Apologize, I haven't been able to make it on for the last couple of weeks. I've just been exhausted. I'm my own street team. Me, myself, and I, going hard, book bad. That's how you can find me, with the camcorder in my hand. Also, look out for the DVD coming soon. So any spitters want to get on the DVD, holler at me.
What's the DVD called? The DVD
called? I haven't decided on a title. It's going to be something around my brand, which is Lyrics to Go. But, you know, I'm going to actually give it a title. I haven't decided on that yet. I'm trying to think of what I would call my DVD.
What do they have to do to get on that?
They just got to get in contact with me. Mm. You know, I'm about to start uploading my mini trailers for the DVD soon. So I'm definitely looking for artists, raw artists that's hot. I'm looking for people that's original, you know, versatile with their flow, lyrical, you know, all that good stuff.
Do they just have to be, like, rappers, or can they be singers, or...
Well,
what?
Ultimately, fire. I want to have different volumes. I don't, you know what I mean, my intention is not just to have a hip-hop, just straight around hip-hop. I want to have different volumes. Shit, if I can find a rock star, you know what I mean, I'll have a volume on some rock and roll stuff. You know what I mean, because I just love music, you know what I mean? I used to play the trumpet. So, you know, and I grew up around a lot of older cats. So I grown to just love music. You know what I mean? Oh, shit, this transformer just blew in front of my face. My bad. But,
Grandma.
My grandma, you know, she listened to country music. So, you know, I love country, too. So it doesn't really matter. I'm down to reach out to all genres of music.
Okay. Well, that's good that you being open like that and you giving everybody the opportunity, you know, to be on.
Yeah, Lyrics to Go ain't just my showcase. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme for me. I have a whole plan and a vision to take that to the next level. So I'm trying to get with people to rock out with me and get on this team. And we can be a unit, you know what I'm saying? We can be a unit and take over. So I'm trying to develop something here and create something positive.
Right. And so the next event that you're having, that's in Camden.
Correct.
Where exactly is that?
It's at this venue in Camden, downtown park, around the corner from the waterfront. Nice little bar on Broadway. I don't have the address on cap just yet, but it's a block up from the school, Camden County College, about 2 blocks from the Transportation Center. It's jumping off April 3rd. And every first and third Sunday.
Every first and third Sunday. Okay.
Correct.
Make sure you definitely post out on my Twitter page and my Facebook, so you know I can help you with the promo in it. And feel free to call in, you know, to let them know more about it. But yeah, do you have anything else you wanna add to that? Anything else you got going on?
Nah, I don't really got much. Just trying to get the showcase together. Work on this DVD, you know, artists get at me. You can contact me on it's my URLs.com/ lyrics to go. You spell lyrics, not the phonetic spelling way, but you spell it L-E-R-I-C-S, the number 2, go. So it would be, it's my URLs, / lyrics to go, and you can get at me that way.
And on your Twitter, you said it was what?
That's on my, it's my URLs.
Oh, okay.
Everything is on my, it's my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube. I'm working on my Reverb Nation page. I'm having a hard time putting that together, so I keep putting it off. You know, I'll be all over the place right now, Fire.
I mean, hey, it's better to be all over the place than be in one spot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that's what's up. Definitely appreciate you coming through. You got any last thing you want to say before I let you go?
Man, shout out to all the Arid Otters, Black Cancer, if you're listening. I'm looking forward to seeing you Sunday to do your thing, you know, represent for Philly. Yeah, Black Cancer coming from Philly to Camden to show love. I got the Allegheny Dope Boys, you know, female spitter, China White. She coming down from Philly. So Philly definitely going to be in the building. You know,
okay.
Of course, I got my local artist out here in Camden. You know, bomb-ass singer. She go by LaToya. You know, just come check it out. Like I said, you can find me on itsmyurls.com/ lyrics to go. Fire, and I holler at you.
All right. Thanks, babe.
All right.
And our radio is at Chick Fire. Trying to mute him really quick, but having a little problem there. But anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. If y'all want to get more info on Lyrics to Go, I'll be promoting that up on my Facebook and Twitter sometime tonight or tomorrow. Y'all can get that info. Don't call me and ask me and all that stuff. I'll post it on my page. Y'all can get it from there. I love y'all to death, but, you know, just imagine all y'all calls and then people that's just listening and don't even call in, you know, asking me about the same question. So it kind of does get a little bit annoying. So I got to just post it on there so y'all could get it. And then sometimes I got to do a little work. I'm sorry. I love y'all. But, I mean, it's not fair to me to go get the information and then post it and make it so sweet and dainty and package it real nice and sweet for y'all. And then y'all don't have to do shit. So I got stuff to do, too. You know what I mean? Anyway, Jay, I definitely appreciate you coming through. Don't say nothing. But look, you're probably like, what? Anyway, what the heck is going on? So, anyway, airdotradio.net, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. I do want to tell y'all, if y'all do want to send some stuff over, some drops or whatever, you can send it to airdotradio@gmail.com. MP3 only, no links, leave your phone number and all that good stuff. And, you know, don't send no links, please. It gets annoying. So what I'm going to start doing with that, too, I'm just going to, you know, pretty much delete it and keep it moving. Like, I don't got time for all that. Like, I'm starting to get, like, a little mean as, you know what I mean? Y'all making me mean. But I don't want to be, but, like, y'all got to follow the rules like everybody else. Like, don't send in stuff untitled. That shit's getting on my nerves. You know, like, I'm supposed to guess what it is and, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, do all that shit. I'm not doing all that. Like, get together, guys. Like, for real. Love y'all to death. But it is what it is. Like, be professional somewhat when y'all sending some stuff in to me, okay? Well, I'm going to just delete it, okay? How about that? Anyway, I don't want to do that. If y'all want to freestyle, we got to start getting that back, too, because, you know, feel free to freestyle. Like, it's not no problem if y'all want to do that. Like, I love that. It's very entertaining. Some people want to do it, and I guess they think that I'm gonna stop them from doing it. But if you want to do it, you're welcome to do that. I don't have any problem with y'all freestyling. Y'all can definitely freestyle if y'all want. I got Jit from Grind Hard Radio coming in. Y'all can check him out Tuesdays, 11 p.m. I think he's on for like an hour. He'll talk more in the depth about that. Trigger, I think he's going to call up. I'm not sure, but we're definitely interviewing just Jit tonight. I'm quite sure Trigger has some songs in here. If he does call in or whatever the case is, we can get a hold of him. You can reach him at Jit Chronicles. I'll have him posted up on the website and, on my Twitter. I'm sorry. And all that good stuff. So, anyway, shout out to Blue Flame 101. I'm going to read through a couple of these tweets that I got from, you know, about the topic and whatnot. He basically said, I think it depends on the event, like whatever the event is, you know, that you shouldn't have to pay or whatever. Mustafa said, I think the whole purpose is to make money. So in this industry, you dig? So I'm putting it just the way you put it. Anyway, James Boomtastic, he basically said that, you know, I don't mind paying as long as you got a decent mic. So, which raises a good point. You know, you got to have a good mic and you got to be able to perform properly. You know what I mean? Because if you can't perform properly, then what's the point of even having the show? So, I've heard people say that they have poor quality and all that stuff when they're performing and they don't feel like they got their money's worth out of the deal after they sold tickets and blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, I'm just trying to stall a little bit, guys. Bear with me. Black Talk, y'all know how they do. And they fucking up pretty much. But anyway, I'm going to keep yapping because that's what I do, you know. I got a big mouth and I like to talk. But anyway, so listen. Shout out to all my air that is just on the line. I think I see E-Burners, Kim King, she on here. Let me see who else. Black Cancer, he's on here. Dag, I don't know everybody's phone number by heart, but and shout out to everybody that has tuned in so far. You know, Nizzy DFF, Dot, I don't know what happened to you, babe, but you was definitely next, so maybe we can get you to come back in a few. Bucks Move ran live, Jessica, Ace, Rasheed Fresh, and Bird, he was a newcomer that came to him, so make sure y'all follow them on Air Dot Radio. On my Twitter page, Facebook me, Twitter me, all that good stuff. So anyway, I think I'm good now. Hopefully, we're going to see. If not, I'm going to yap some more and see what the fuck happens. Okay, good, I can pause him. So anyway, as they say, put him on ice. Let me see, who am I going to next? 7869, Air It Out Radio.
Hey girl, it's your girl Tamika.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you, Miss Fire?
I'm good, I'm good. Thank you for waiting. Apologize for that little problem I was having right
now. No problem. No. I'm telling you, it must feel good for you to know that when I sit here and call in and press 1 at like 9:50, that I'm like number 8.
Right? True. Well, what happened to my drop? I thought you were sending me another one.
Be mad at Dr. Joker for that one.
Uh-oh.
Not me tonight.
It's
not my fault.
Yeah, he was on too. And I can see Jennifer like waiting. But, so, all right, well, go ahead and tell everybody, you know, where is that and all that good stuff.
All right, this is your girl Tamika, a local Philly party promoter, a.k.a. the walking, talking billboard.
Get him.
You know. So, you know, I always got to give a shout out to Air It Out Radio. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, she gives out endless opportunities to her listeners, and I'm one of them taking advantage of it right now. So thank you, Fire.
You're welcome.
I also want to give a shout out to, you know, something new that I'm working on with my little silent partner. Shout out to Epic Entertainment, Epic ENT, and all our family. That'd be Team Check Rock, Rocker Check the Fuck Out.
Oh.
Of course, I want to give, you know,
reckless tonight.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go hard, body. So, of course, you know, I always want to give shout out to Dr. Joker, Get 'em Boys, Devoted Nitty. I don't know about Nitty, but I know Dr. Joker, he got two showcases coming up April the 7th. Remember all that information he had for you?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if he's gonna call in, but I'll give you the info. On April 7th, he's gonna be at the Bamboo Bar. At 6435 Bustleton Inn. That's done through my brother, Amy 5. They got that on lock. And then he got another show on April the 17th at Mill Creek, 4200 Chester Inn. And that's the music side of things. But, you know, me, I'm a party girl myself.
Okay.
So as far as the info goes for, like, the parties, starting April the 5th, I got every single Tuesday at Rain Lounge. So remember, April 5th. And then it's gonna be like our similar $2 Tuesday, except ain't no $2. We got $1 shots, $2 mixed drinks, free wings, That's in Old City, of course. And then, like, one of my big parties for April is going to be at Lux Lounge, April 8th. We got, you know, $10 admissions for the ladies, $5 for POT till midnight. If anybody don't know where Lux Lounge is, you coming from Jersey, you come right over the Benjamin Franklin Bridge. That's right there at 724 Arch Street. You can't miss it. That's coming right off A Street when you're coming off the bridge. What else can I tell you? Oh, the fourth Saturday, we got Odesso.
Look,
and I got
a paper solution.
I know I had to write it down because I just got so much stuff going on.
I see.
Yeah, I got stuff for you, too. We got to talk. And then I got stuff going on in May for y'all. I know this is like a little ways away, but May and June, I'm going to have stuff jumping off every Wednesday night, every single Thursday night. Something different than the typical party scene and everything like that.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
So how much is it to get into the next party, you said? The next, the event that you have coming up?
Okay, on April the 5th, which is going to be my Top Notch Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
that's $10 to get in all night.
Okay. Can any artists perform there, or is it just straight up and down party?
This is a straight up and down party.
Okay.
For as far as my Thursdays coming up in May, that's my special stuff. I'm going to have me a little open night showcase thing going on for y'all, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you I was going to touch both sides, music and party and fire.
All right, that's what's up. I'm quite sure they'll like that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Like that. Okay.
Most definitely. What else I got for you? For right now, I don't know. Oh, I know what I got for you. You know what I expect for you, fire?
What you expect for me?
I expect for you to come to one of my parties. That's what I expect.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can't be letting me rep my parties and you don't show no love now. You got to
come out. I'm going to come. Listen, I'm going to try to make it out to everybody's stuff. Y'all just got to bear with me because I'm trying to organize my schedule. I swear I am, for real.
I know. How's your office coming along?
It's coming along very well. I mean, I can't wait. I'm having some problems with my internet, though. I ain't going front. Like, I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm about to call somebody out and get that situated. But, yeah.
Right.
So, other than that, it's good. It's good to go. But I'm going to show love to everybody's stuff eventually. I mean, it's only me, so y'all got to bear with me. Y'all got to bear with me. So don't get mad if y'all see me at one person's party and then I haven't got to any of y'all stuff, but I would definitely get to it. Just like,
don't worry, when you get to my party, I'm going to come on radio in the month, that next Monday. I'm like, man, in a boo-boo.
Right.
And then, my party.
Look, and I'll party like I used to. You know what I mean? Y'all keep forgetting I'm an old bitch. Like, I mean, I'm older than half y'all on this damn line. Like, real talk. I mean, I know a bitch don't look it, but it is what it is. Like, I'd be like, look, I'm tired as hell. I'm about to lay my ass down. But, yeah, I mean, it's real talk shit. Y'all be forgetting how old a bitch is. Look, I'll be in my flip-flops naked or whatever. Not flip-flops, but my little, you know, slippers and shit. Yeah, look, I'm tired.
As you should.
You know, hair done, hair wrapped up and shit, and the scarf. Look, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, tell everybody where they can reach you at. All
right, well, on Twitter, y'all can hit me at New Kid on the Block. That's NUKIDDONDABLOCK. I'm on Facebook. You can just find me under Tamika NPR. That's NPR as in Money, Power, Respect. You can email me, too, to find out more about parties. If, you know, emailing is your twist. And that'll be at epik.enterinmnt@gmail.com. That's epik.entertainment@gmail.com. What else? That's pretty much it. But I want you to play a song.
Whose song am I playing?
You gonna play Dr. Joker Roll Up?
Oh, Doctor. Oh, look, see Doc getting it in anyway, huh?
Yup, you got me. Gotta rep my team. Check rocker, check the fuck out.
Aye, there it is, Dr. Joker, baby.
I love to smoke a lot, don't see me now. Up in the spot I go, call up everyone I know. And ask them who got it, let's roll up. 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 I love to smoke a lot, don't see me now. Up in the spot I go, call up everyone I know.
about to call up everyone I know. Ask them, do they got that dough? If you ain't put up for this road, then what the fuck you in here for? Throw that up in a pineapple paper. It's hot so red till they look like lasers. I'm so hot sitting on skyscrapers. Pumping on that shit from the home of the Lakers. La la, I fly so high, I'm off your radar. Got me puffing on that Laker till I'm seeing an hour later. That's that tie dye. No seeds to strengthen weed. That's that Wi-Fi. My stomach growling crazy. Might just end up at a Wawa. He and me a cheesesteak. Sister needs a cheesecake. Lady saying he's great. Hater saying he's fake. But for one thing, he's fake. Oh, you rolling up them blunts, man. Take a hit of this. Let me get you off them blunts, man.
I love the smoke a lot. Never see me now. Up in the sky I go. Call up everyone I know.
Fuzzy purple, something rolled tightly. I'm lightning, it strike me just like lightning. I'm high again, I call my bros, that they call some hoes. I don't know, but they matching. We blasted, kicking rap shit. Fuck around and record that magic. At Ouija bar with a sky hook. See my eyes, I'm on how high I look. Cause I'm bright as fuck and I'm flying up. Hit die, hit black, get a bomb quick fast. Spin the ziplock, get it unzip fast. Roll it up, smoke it out, ones with hats. Are surely to be accepted. And I wanna smoke breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hit the pussy for dessert, put the work in the skirt, then I smoke a little more, how I word to the bird, and I grind, I don't wanna burn more than I earn, paper's important, niggas need more of it, dope like morphine, lyrically scorching, gotta make more green, gonna smoke more green, I learned on your own, B, good day.
I love the smoke a lot, never see me now, up in the sky I go, call up everyone I know.
Presidential suites, getting head, blowing smoke while the whole time while I tweet. And only the best push up in my doobies when I'm rolling. Long hair tattoos, these bitches think I'm half Samoan. If you got that good green, homie, just bring some more win. And if it's about that money, no second guessing, we going. These things that bring them hoes in. Catch me in the cut, rolling up with a cutie with a big old butt. Don't know her name, but I call her Julie, bruh. Hey, y'all niggas be smoking on that dog shit. My weed is like green and my doobies look like I rolled a midget in a coffin. Oh, ah. Grab Chris Bong and this LeBron Hayes. I put the heat to that bitch and then I do Wayne Blade.
I love the smoke a lot, never see me now. High up in the sky I go, call up everyone I know. And ask them who got it, let's roll up. 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 I love the.
Yeah, you're now listening to Air It Out Radio with my girl Fire. This your boy E. Burness. We gonna air it out for him one time. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, of course. 347-677-1163. It's going down. Basement. I always wanted to say that. But anyway, hit the lines up a little bit more. See what's going down. I'm gonna get to my guest caller really quick. And so he could promote his show and not. What's up, Jay? How you doing?
What's going on, Fire?
Ain't shit.
Hi. I see you out here doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm trying. Hey, you know, I'm doing a thing like you.
Hey, well, you the queen, Fire, and that's just keeping it 100. I said it, Jay. You know what I'm saying, Fire? You the queen of internet radio.
Aww.
You already know.
That's me.
Wow.
So, so anyway, I've actually been on your show before. I've listened. It's very entertaining. Y'all got some good topics and stuff like that. Let everybody know a little bit more about that.
Well, Grind Hard Radio, you can catch us every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. You can go to the site, blogtalkradio.com/groundhard @_radio. No, that's a little long. And we're just trying to get it in, Fire. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't perfect. It's a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? We definitely finding our way. But I got a good team behind me. Shout out to my host, Trigger and Dangerous Tactics. We just trying to find our way, Fire.
Yeah.
And do
I
the
mean,
damn thing.
It is a little difficult because sometimes you have more than one co-host, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you're talking and then you got a guest and stuff like that. So it is a little bit more complicated, but y'all do pretty well, you know, with all the guests and all the callers and stuff like that. So, and plus having three hosts. So.
Right. And you know what? One thing I can say is I got to shout out Blog Talk Radio. Despite all the technical stuff that goes on that show, we really got pretty good numbers. You know, I was looking at the stats the other day. We doing damn good to be a new show. You know, we're doing our fourth show tomorrow. We're going to have you as a guest, man. So I just hope, you know, some of your people from Air Out Radio can tune in and show some love. You know what I'm saying? We ready to get it in with you, Fire. And like
That's
I said,
right.
It's a work in progress, and we just trying to find our way.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you show love, and I'm showing love back to you. You know,
always.
Y'all supporting me. So They are going to have me on as a guest. I'm going to be on there telling a little bit of my business and a couple of things that I got coming on. But anyway, shout out to Trigger.
Yeah, you know I
got
to get in your business.
Shout out to
You're
Trigger
the first guest tomorrow.
Yeah, you funny.
We read it.
So how did you come up with the name Grindhard Radio?
Grindhard Radio, you know, it really came from my team. Like, we always been grinding, you know, just from way back when, and I just thought it would be a great concept, you know what I'm saying? We all grinding, we all working hard, trying to, you know, make a name for ourselves, and it just fit. You know, I think it represents each of us, you know what I'm saying? If you grind hard, then you definitely need to be a part of Grindhard Radio.
Right.
Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day, grinding.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I know you from Duval, right?
Yeah, Florida, Duval County, Florida.
Duval, Florida. And is Trigger from there too and Dangerous?
Yeah, Trigger is my bro. Yeah, he right here in Duval. He's one of the hottest artists in Duval right now. Actually, Dangerous Tactics is from Virginia. So we kind of got that, you know, out-of-town connect. We can connect with out-of-town artists through Dangerous. So that's why I chose three hosts because I think we all bring something different to the team. Like me and Trigger, we definitely represent Duval. And we look at Dangerous Tactics as an outlet to out-of-town artists,
mm-hmm.
if you want to say
what
that.
What kind of artists are you looking for to come to your show, like hardcore, R&B?
Anything, Fire, anything. And that's one thing about us. When we play your track, it ain't got to be clean. It can be explicit. It can be whatever. We play everything, you know. And I tell people, it ain't all about artists. You know, we also like to interview models, you know, poets, writers. If you was selling hot dogs on the side of the street and you want to promote that on our show, you can do that too. You know what I'm saying? And that's just keeping it real. It's all about grinding. Anything that you're doing positive, we want y'all on Grindhard Radio. No matter what it is.
Okay. So I know you had, like, I'm going to touch the surface a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So I know you had a little issue with, you know, another partner that you used to have another radio show, you know, with. What have you learned from that show to this show? Because now you still have hosts. Like, what do you think is different from that to now?
The biggest thing that's different, I can say, is the team. Like I'm behind a real team now. You know, everybody is working for that common goal. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I can truly say that it kind of made me the previous show. It kind of made me leery about working with friends. You know what I'm saying? Good thing it didn't turn me off. But you know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you can't mix family and friends with business. You know, so I guess you could say I learned the hard way. You know, but at the end of the day, I say if that situation never happened, we wouldn't have Grindhard Radio right now.
That's true.
So that's a blessing.
That's true.
Things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm, and it really does. How hard is it? Can you explain to people, because people think I'll probably just be making these things up, how hard is it running Blog Talk? Like, does Blog Talk really fuck it up or...
Fire. It's crazy. You know, it's you're dealing with the emails, you're dealing with the folks, you're trying to upload music, you're trying to talk at the same time. I always would say if you're doing a blogtalkradio.com, man, it's real good to have like a right-hand man, somebody that can kind of help you out or a producer, because it's hard work. This ain't no joke. You know, you got to confirm your guests, you're talking to guests, you're trying to get them on, get them out. You know, it's crazy. It's right. Definitely crazy. But it's worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, it's worth it.
What are you going to offer to, what are you offering that's different from, like, any other blog talk show?
Well, one thing that we're definitely working on now is trying to give out more prizes. Matter of fact, we got Dangerous Tactics and Trigger. They're working on a whole freestyle battle, I guess you can call that. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get people in. If we can get a lot of people to get in on it, we can make a whole show just full of freestyle battles. And at the end of that show, we probably give away a prize, you know, $100, maybe $150, depending on how I'm feeling that night, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely want to give something back to the community because, Faye, I can honestly say that I didn't even know my city was rocking with me the way it is, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to give back to them. So
right.
That you can definitely look out for free giveaways on Ground Hard Radio.
Oh, y'all heard it there. Look, he done passed me with the giveaways. I ain't even got to that point yet. Damn it.
I can't write checks, but it might be a money order. I can't write no checks on Duval.
Hey, money order is still spendable.
A cash call or something
about?
Like that.
You know, look, see, that's what I'm telling y'all. Like, I tuned into the show, and y'all had some good topics. I was like, damn, I should have got that one.
Hey.
But, I mean, you know, y'all definitely do be talking some good stuff on there, and a lot of blog talk shows, you know, they do be having their little stuff, and I'm like, eh. But I try to tune into a lot of, you know, different ones to show support and, you know, to grab people from over there, over here, you know, so. You
we
know.
Definitely appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like I say, we finding our way. You know what I'm saying? It's a long road ahead of us, but I think we on to a good path.
Yeah, I think y'all doing very well. So what do you your show is on Tuesday night. Is that 11 Central or you know?
It's 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 Central.
Oh, okay.
We might be expanding, but we're just taking our time.
Okay.
You know, it's been a lot of talk about expanding to a couple of days out of the week. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're just keeping it at Tuesdays.
Okay, cool. So what's the email where everybody can, you know, send in some stuff?
Oh, most definitely. If you want to send in tracks, like I said, they don't have to be clean. You can send in all track submissions, beats, drops, all that good stuff to groundhard904@gmail.com.
So groundhard904?
At gmail.com.
Okay, that's real simple.
And we put you on.
Put you on.
In fact, I got to just say this real quick. I done interviewed so many people, and it's kind of, I feel funny being on the other side. You know what I'm saying? So it's like surreal right now.
It's entertaining, though. Like,
yeah.
I like being interviewed personally. Me, myself, it's weird. But then when they don't have no questions, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you're going to have some questions? But let me tell you anyway. This will happen. Blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, you're doing really good. So, you know, that's what hosts do.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, so shout out to Trigger and Dangerous Tactics. And you got anything else you want to throw out there before we let you go?
Real quick, just some shout-outs. Shout-out to my host, Trigger, Dangerous Tactics, my manager, Charles Bellinger, Virginia Slim, Cypress, Livewire, the entire Duval County. Like I say, they just standing behind me since day one. I appreciate that. And I just want to make sure everybody get at my video blog, gitchronicles.blogspot.com. There's some juicy stuff going on over there. Check that out. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com@gitchronicles. And that's what it is.
So I'll post that up on my Twitter and Facebook, y'all. So y'all, if y'all want to, you know, get some more information and try to log on to the show. As a matter of fact, it's going to be on tomorrow, and I'm going to be on there. So he's going to be in
first guest,
so,
Fire Chick.
Yeah, he's
you already know.
Returning the favor. So y'all want to find out what's going on with Fire, because I know I don't really talk too much on the show. Y'all can tune into his show tomorrow, and, you know, we get it in around this time, sort of, you know. So anyway, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me, Fire. I appreciate this.
You're always welcome. I know we planned this, like, what, 2 months ago or a month
ago? 2 months ago.
So, you know.
I've been waiting patiently.
That's what's up, though. I definitely appreciate you coming through, babe.
All right. Thanks, Fire.
All right.
Appreciate it.
So make sure y'all, you know, hit him up. You know, he be having some good topics on there and stuff like that. Y'all can get a chance to, you know, maneuver with, you know, that side of the area and, you know, collab with them and, you know, network a little bit more. So anyway, going to hit up 8549. What's going on? 8549. Okay. Going once, going twice, sold. All right. 27, 25. Hello? That's two times. Ooh, that's not good. All right. 26, 41. Let me see if we get a
good
one.
What's
good? Good, Burner.
What's good with y'all, man? Air It Out Radio. What's the deli?
Where the heck you been at?
E Burner's in the building. Grinding hard.
Grinding
voice
hard.
Horse, you know.
Everybody like, what Burner? I'm like, I don't know.
This nigga been in the studio
idea.
Some lockdown shit, and this crazy. It's been grinding. But I don't know. I got back into, like, producing more, so it's like, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I got some good shit coming out of this, man. So I've been busting it up with people on Twitter and blah blah blah, and you know, but
blah blah blah. Okay, and I see you don't check your email. Did you get the email we sent you?
Yes, I sure did.
Okay.
Kim K E Burners on the way.
Uh-oh.
Nightcrawler E-Burner's on the way. Angela Lee E-Burner's on the way. Kiz, DFF, J. Rose, Black Cancer. Yo.
All Liam.
All of them on the way. On the way. They got the beat. I just linked out with some dude from Cali. He getting crazy spins over there, like, with his music. So he about to do something with me. Somebody out of Atlanta named T-Mail. That's a singer. She about to do some stuff with me. I'm on groove right now. Album drop April 12th, Island Death Jam Music Group. Look, I'm trying to tell y'all, you can order the album on there, but I don't want y'all to order it because I get less money when y'all order it. So I'd rather y'all download it. I get $8 to download. If y'all order it, I get $4 because they got to actually print the CDs out. So I take the download. All right? Yeah, I mean, you know, support your boy. Look, we got to grind. Artists got to grind. Look, like you can get it for a keepsake. Like, I don't care, but look, I'm trying to get this money and then get somebody else money. So you know how it is. Like, you know what I mean? So
don't knock the hustle.
I get more money. I get more Air It Outers on my shit. Everybody get a check coming in. So let's get it popping. We put out some Air It Out compilation, whatever. Like. We got connects. I got connects. Let's get it popping. And it is what it is. I'm about to do something with fire because you're going to give me a track sooner or later.
He said you're going to give me a
track. You be
playing. I got something for you. I'm whipping it up now.
I want that pop joint you got. That shit crazy. You need to do that.
Which one?
I care for your song. The one you sent me. What's the name of this damn song?
What, Read Between the Lines?
Yes, that shit is crazy.
You had that for like, I don't even know
how long. I've been finished that. I'm waiting on you. You want me to get later? All right.
I've been told you. I said we got to
go. I've been done that song. That song been done.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, you know, I'm just focused on the task at hand. And what was the question again?
The topic is, would you pay, what do you feel about paying tickets and selling tickets, you know, to perform at a show or whatever? Do you think that you should have to do that as an artist?
In Philly?
What do you mean in Philly?
It depends on who's the bill in Philly. If it ain't like names that bring people out, no, I wouldn't do it. I don't think I would pay to do it because it's like it turns into a challenge show kind of, and Philly like a snow globe, man. Like, anything you shake up here, man, fall right back here. Like, it don't get no farther or nothing. Like, without help from the actual radio shows and stuff or promoting it, it don't go nowhere but Philly. Like, it won't stretch nowhere else. But it's like, you know what I mean, you go somewhere else. I done seen people perform down south, and you hear about it up here. So it's like, I can't really discredit people for what they do. But for me to pay a whole, for me to sell a whole bunch of tickets, and who's to say that venue, the 30 people I might bring might be added on to the 13 people all the other people bring, it's not worth it. Like, I mean, so it's like me making you money for a venue, but I think that money should already be covered. Like, if you're going to throw a big show and you want people to perform at it, you should give them that option, like, all right, well, if you bring this amount, we'll break this off with you. Or, like, we still artists. So us getting there, us having the music, us, like, if we don't come to the venue, what is the venue? Like, that's what I'm saying. So,
right.
Like, I understand people got to get their money, but not at the sake of me selling all the tickets to promote your show. Like, I think you should sell the tickets and then give us the extra tickets to make our own bread off of. Like, I would sell 10 tickets for somebody, but when you asking me to sell 30, that's like me promoting your show. And then, like the bull said not too long ago, they give you like 6 minutes. No, why am I selling 30 tickets for 6 minutes? For all that, I can get my own venue. You think 30 tickets, $15? You can book your own venue and throw your own show and have a number of people come out to see you. So it's like, and you get to actually put on an actual show. So, like.
Well, it's pretty much them, you know, slaving y'all. It's pretty much like them slaving y'all, like, okay, now here to work. You go out there, you work.
I'm hustling, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like that, but, I mean, you know, I understand what they got to do, too, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, most of them promoters and people that have rent those places out, they might have, like, an overhead of, like, $2,000 to $5,000, you know, a month. So they got to make
their
money.
Don't get what you can't cover, that's how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, they
like,
can cover it if they do
cover
that.
If you don't think this show is going to sell out like that, then I think y'all should make it smaller or something like that. Don't book something that holds 600 people when you can only bring in 250. Like, it's like your money is your money. So, like, I mean, like, really, if you don't cover, you owe. So start small, end up big. So that's how most of these people do, man. Like, and it's, I don't know, man. I don't knock nobody for what they do. If you continue to do it and you get money from it and people not complaining, keep doing it. I'm just saying, as far as me, because I done did some horrible-ass shows where I done sold a number of tickets, and the show looked like I was in a damn abandoned warehouse with just my people. And, no, I'm like, I won't waste my money that way. There's other ways to get my music heard or for me to perform. Like, I mean, so it's like, for what? Like, really, like, for what? Sometimes a YouTube can get more plays than you at a show. So it's like more people can see that actually YouTube, you performing or you actually outside rapping or anything. They'll see that more than somebody that'll throw a show over there that's supposed to be big, but it don't end up big. And, like, I mean, what exposure is you getting? You just sold a bunch of tickets and ain't make no money from it. So as an established artist, if you got an album out, If you grinding or selling a whole bunch of mixed CDs, you shouldn't have to pay for no show because your fan base is going to follow you. They'll pay to get in the show if that's the case. So, I just take it how it is and run with it, man. So, no disrespect to the promoter or whatever y'all do. Like,
it's
I'm definitely not a disrespect to
any promoter or whatever. It's just
I'm trying to hook up with the Bulls doing something in Camden, too, because I got people over there, too. So
Yeah. Jay got it going on. He has a nice
little
thing.
And see how he actually put it, like, I'm giving you so you can make some money too. Five tickets. Who can't if you can't sell five tickets, you don't need to rent. If you can't sell 10 tickets, even if you can't sell 30 tickets, some people probably can't, but it's about word of mouth with us. If this person like, oh, bring all your girlfriends. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like it's really what you want out of your career. Like, as far as me, I wait for the big shit, and I just continue to do me because it's been getting me heard. So,
right.
Like,
okay.
I mean,
or if you don't want to do all that, like a lot of people say, then just pay whatever it is, and then give them the money, and then just give the tickets out. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, exactly. You can do that too. Like, I mean, it is what it is.
So, but what's going on with you? Tell everybody where they can reach you at.
Go to www.itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners. You get all my sites that got all free music for y'all. Little snippets of the album. You can get ringtones, t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, bags, everything. We're going to design some new shirts this week, so we're going to have a whole like campaign for the album. Album release party April 9th, Suite 3238 open bar for everybody that drinking, come in and say my name at the door. So Like, it is what it is. And, you know, what else? What else, man? Like, I can't even say nothing.
Okay. Well, what are we getting into tonight?
You can play that 6'7" Joan again. Let me take this off the Blackout Burners mix CD coming soon, probably like 2 weeks after the album drops, like 17 joints I go off on. Just look for me, man, on everything. www.eburners.web.com. I put up new shit all over my site. Got the V West interview, everything on there. So you can go check that out. Become a fan, get free music, free CDs. All that, so get at me, man. E Burners, man. Team Heat, let's get it.
There it is.
You in the house being an MC. This is what you do.
Go. Blackout season, niggas. You ready? E Burners. Fresh out the booth, I'm the truth on everything. Rise to the game, go to rice, get the wedding ring. The flow ill, so sick, they call me terminal. All I spin is hot shit, be careful when I burn through. Greatness in its purest, these lanes need a hobby. Smell of roses, call a florist, they buzz me from the lobby. Penthouse swag, attitude like a hood nigga. Any block, any borough, trust me, I'm good, nigga. Red or green, you can call me Rock Gorilla. Still trying to move, thriller, catch me with some goons. Killers, 40 on the waistline. I grind and never waste time. The break's mine, I take shine. I assault the baseline. The ball goes in it like witnessing the murder. Story so real, they call me HD Burners. High definition, was put in this position to do some uplifting, but these whack niggas fishing. With no ride and no bait. Trust me, I'm always straight, straight to the plate. Banging the 80, get these lanes out my face. They burn same culture. I do what I'm supposed to. So much a businessman, but stay with the closer. Got bread, got the butter. Shout out to my mother. She raised me in this cold world. Not to trust another. Now look, trust the one. Got burned. Oh well. Never again will I fail. I'ma bring them more hell. So far off my meds, they think I'm being crazy. Don't blame me, boo. Blame that Ralph lady. My whole family AWOL. I never take a day off. Grinding like Jamaican until I see the payoff. The playoffs, I'm MJ, Kobe, Magic, Brady Montana means I'm far from the average. So far above the clouds and I don't even get high. Some niggas comfortable, dog gets to get by. Not me, not ever, so focused on that cheddar. Always been a go-getter, like I never learned better. Been about the latest, my dogs think I'm crazy. I like pussy tight, like tits, I'm so wasted. Recognize my movement, room for improvement. Got these labels on my top, who should I choose? Shit, I keep on waiting, the buzz on takeoff. NASA, think faster, I'ma go and play golf. Tiger on the green, big ups to my team. They keep me well-rounded in the air to these things. I come clean, call me J-Ru with the balls. The 90 just crepin', you amongst the stars. The car's been right way before I had a deal. Beamer been tie holes, I'm banked with the wheel. Skills will shut down, they're running out of luck clowns. I'm up now, safe to say no condoms, you're fucked wild.
Yo, this ran live and I'm kicking it with that chick fire on Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hitting the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on over here. I went to 854-927-25. Y'all didn't say nothing, so I kept it moving. I'll try to come back to y'all a little later if y'all want to hang around. But if not, definitely love y'all. I don't know if y'all sleeping or what over there. But anyway, 9014, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
What's going on, fire?
Kim King.
What's up, Air It Out?
What's going on with you?
I said that like I could hear everybody saying what's up, back or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Not much. Working as usual.
Working
hard as usual. Air It Out Fire got me working. Like,
I'm telling
Fire. I'm tired of this. I'm telling Fire got me working, y'all. She ain't even playing with me. Don't she sound sweet on this little radio station?
Yeah, right.
Don't she sound like a little angel with a halo over her head on here? Please.
I know everybody says that. They be like, oh, right. You sound so, and then when you rap, you sound so different. Da, da, da. I guess that's the part you getting right, the rap part.
Yeah.
Yeah, you getting it.
I'm dealing with that chick. But it's all right, because it's keeping me busy and happy, so I ain't mad.
All right. So what's your opinion about the topic? You know, should you have to pay to perform and sell tickets?
I'm leaning towards Jessica as far as like depending on the venue. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been like, don't get me wrong, you know what I mean? I'm not where I want to be as far as, you know, in my career, and I'm still hungry. So, I mean, if it gets to a point where I'm on some, I want to do a show or somebody asking me to do a show and I feel like, well, you know what I mean, this is good exposure or it's a good crowd or it's a good lineup or whatever, then I'll, you know what I mean, I'll definitely take a couple tickets. I'm not going hard like E. Burner talking about 30 tickets and all that crazy shit. Like, you could definitely stop at 10. But, you know what I mean, depending on the venue, I will do it, but I guess it's like certain situations. I know I did like a comedy show, and Joe the Boss was a dude in charge of the comedy show, and he was like, well, you know, I want you to sing. I'm not paying, but we can get some tickets. And it was like basically up to me to sell them or, you know what I mean, or just give them out or whatever. And I did both. Like, I'm not ashamed to do it. I don't like to do it, but I will. So I don't think it's nothing wrong with it. Like, if you want it, you know what I mean? Like, if you really want it and you own it, then you're going to do whatever it's going to do to get it, and it takes money to make money, so spend it.
There you go. And that's part of the game, though, you know?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see a big problem. Like, I don't feel like I'm too big to do it. You know what I mean? Yes, people love my CD. Yeah, people love, you know what I mean? Like, we got the Air It Outers, and they love hearing Coachella and everything else. But at the end of the day, like, I still got to do what I got to do to get where I need to go. So,
right.
Yeah,
I'm a little dirty.
Yeah, like, I'm not mad. As far as, like, the people that throw the shows, like, don't go too hard on me. Don't hit me with 20 tickets or 30 tickets or 15 for that matter. Talking about, yeah, I mean, knock them Jones out, Kim. No, I won't actually, babe. You know what I mean? A couple joints I will knock them out, because I do have a couple people that will come through, and why not? I want to get on the stage as long as everything is straight.
And I'll give it to Kim, because she'll perform like, you know, wherever. Like, she don't care. Like, she just want to get her feet wet. So
yeah, I really do. Like I said, I'm hungry. You know what I mean? I want it. So it's whatever. Like, you know what I mean? If I got to pay for it, I'm going to pay for it. Or if I have to do it, I'm going to do it, as long as it's nothing to the extreme or, you know what I'm saying, nothing that's going to incriminate me. But I'm definitely going to do it, because I want it. So I think if you have to, then do it. You know what I mean? I'm going to do it in Philly. I'm going to do it in D.C. I'm going to do it in Cali. I don't really care if it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do it because that's just what it takes.
Yeah, you definitely, I put the work in. Definitely put the work in.
Yeah,
so,
I hope she don't do it.
As far as you got the mixtape coming out. You working it with any new artists or whatever?
As of right now, no. I'm like trying to build up with rappers. Like, I got like so many rappers, you know, basically sitting next to me. Like, all right, Kim, whenever you're ready to do a song, I'm on it. I got you. So, like, that's like basically my main thing. Like, working on songs for myself, for, you know what I mean, like, they have good rappers on the hook. I haven't really, like, found any singers, and that's what I want to find. I have Million Dollar Music, you know what I mean, Tanisha Vega, and Marissa Kay. Like, I got a couple singers, but, you know what I mean, like, they're all doing their own thing. I want to find, like, a singer that's working with me, that can work with me. You know what I mean, we can go back and forth with runs and notes and all that stuff. But, like, right now, mainly it's rappers, and I'm talking like Ant Mac and, of course, E. Burners. You know what I mean?
Shout out to
Ant Mac. So, yeah, Ant Mac, my nigga. But, you know what I mean? Like, I got a couple good ones, you know what I mean, with me. So, hey, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, hey. And you got to let them, you know, just got to let everybody know that you do the hooks and stuff like that, and be interested. Where can they find you?
Please hit me up. It's my URL /onlyonekimking. That take you everywhere on Facebook, Twitter, official Kim King. So hit me up, you know what I mean? Let me know what you're looking to do, what you're trying to work, how you're trying to work it. Yes, there is a fee. And you know what I mean? Like, just talk to me. Shut up, Fire. I hear you.
So we talk about fees now. Watch everybody be like,
Never mind. She's talking that fee shit. Hell with her.
She's talking that fee shit.
You know what I mean? Like, because I know when I come through, I'm going to do it, and you're going to like it. You know what I mean? I have confidence and faith in myself enough to say, you're going to love what I do. It's worth it. You know what I mean? And it's definitely nothing that's going to kill you. I'm not charging Nicki Minaj prices, Rihanna prices, or nothing crazy, babe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're looking for it, if somebody wants to, please hit me up. Only one Kim King is my URL.com. And I'll let you know it's good.
And she's also, like I said, I'll be tweeting her. So if y'all need some more info on her, y'all can always hit her up on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, because I'm finally working with my Twitter now. I'm getting it together. I was a mess at first, but I got it together. So you can hit me up there, official Kim King. Or like everybody else does on my Facebook, King Z, because I had to take my damn number off there, Fire, because I didn't know it was on there.
I know.
I'm getting phone calls like, hey, girl, I'm missing love with you. I love that song. Come to you like, wait a minute. How the hell did you get my number?
I know. I didn't went through that a couple times. Out.
Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Yes.
You could definitely inbox me on there, and I'll get you.
What song are we getting into tonight?
Fire. I'm with Jessica. So do you have Holla? Did you get Holla?
Oh, yeah. That's right, because you said this week you was going to play it. Well, yes. You fell asleep last week.
I know, right?
So,
I was
like,
yes.
Yeah.
But I want to play Holla. This is me and Fire. Fire kills this joint, y'all. I love it. I can relate to the song, too, because, you know, been there, done it. I'm on the hook, and, you know, me personally, I just feel like, you know what I mean, my hook ain't nothing really compared to what you're talking about and how you sound. I love Fire on this song, so.
Aww.
I really do. Fire. Like, I listen to this joint every day.
Aww. I like how
really
too.
Do. So, it's a good song. You talk to a good shit on there.
It's
and
definitely
daughter,
relatable. So
we love it
everybody's
too.
Went through it before. But Holla, yeah. Kim King, Fire Chick.
Fire.
Out.
Air it out.
Yeah, you know I got you. Let me take you away far from the drama that he say, she say, the arguing and your baby mama. I'm not gonna sit here and talk bad about her. You know you got this negative perception about women because of your past relationships. But on a real friend and friend, she's the best thing that I see to happen in your life. So tell me why you putting up a fight. She thinks every time we spend quality time that all we doing is crushing. And the truth is I got mad love for you like a brother. Got your back no matter the weather. A true friend will let you know when you're wrong and make you see the light every time you fight. Put yourself in her shoes because you always think you're right.
Whenever you need a friend, babe, you can just
a woman, you know we need consistent love, attention, affection, and going out all night. Come on now, you know you need to stop that. If you still want it, to still play, why you put yourself in that situation? Don't give me that nonsense about the reason why you stay. It's cause child support, and because you know you really love that girl. I see it in your smile when you're on the phone. Always get jealous, calling from work when she's home alone. Yeah, she got you sprung. Yeah, she got you sprung. Nigga, you ain't gotta lie to me. You know we cool as a breeze, breeze, please. If you love somebody, you shouldn't care when no one's just because love is a
beautiful.
Yes, indeed. New York City, around the world, it's the Mix King, Ron G. Represent New York City, Harlem World, Queens. You know how it's going down. And right now, you listening to that bitch Fire. With a fire.
What's good, air it outers. Thank
yes,
you,
indeed. New York City, around the world, it's the Mix.
Dominica, no.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. See what I be talking about? Blog be fucking up. But anyway, I think I have that one doubled. But anyway, shout out to Ron G, Kim King. Thank you for playing my song. I did not ask them to do that, her or Jessica. I just want y'all to know because I'm always like, y'all play y'all shit. Y'all got to play them. But anyway, love y'all. Thank y'all very much for doing that. But, you know, I'm really back and modest about stuff. So, you know, I'm real secretive. But anyway, 5327, Air Dot Radio was good. Hello, 5327, are you there? We're moving on. 2301.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, chick, what's up?
She said, yup, chick. What's going on?
Nothing, how are you?
Finally made it on, yay!
Yes, I finally made it on.
Happy hands. So tell everybody who we talking to first.
I'm so sorry, listeners. This is your girl, Sheena Greer. I'm an up-and-coming artist out of Philly. And, you know, I've been doing my thing for a while now, you know. I think it's, you know, that time, you know, for a female to come out, you know, doing her R&B thing, you know. You know, getting a message out there to folks, you know, out there that likes good music.
Okay.
So.
You're so modest. Look, the girl been on 106, what you call it, Park. Come on, man. Stop playing with me. You got me all fumbling over my words and stuff. 106 at Park. Yeah. You being all modest. Yeah, and you sang on there. Was you in a group or was you solo?
I was solo.
Okay.
I was solo. I was on Wild Out Wednesday.
Oh, the Wild Out Wednesday section. I like that part.
Yes, I was on Wild Out Wednesday. I did it 3 times, and then I went to the championship, and I lost, but, you know, it wasn't no big thing, but it was, you know, it was fun, and that was, like, a major exposure.
Right. You got a lot of hits after that?
Oh yeah, I got a lot of hits after that. Like, I got like emails, I got personal calls. You know, I was like really like the talk of, you know, for like a good 2 months or whatever off that 106 in part. Then it started, you know, dying down, but. You know, a lot of people know me from, oh, yeah, that's the girl that's on, you know, on 106 in part, BET, you know. So I was, you know, I was feeling that question that you asked earlier about the,
yeah, do you,
you know,
think you
should
have to pay? Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
What's your opinion on that?
Oh, gosh. That's kind of hard.
Why?
Because, you know, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, and then again, I'm going to say yeah, just because of how things are is today. However, like, now they doing, like, I went and, like, just, like, pay, like, no $300, $500 just for a showcase or whatever like that. You know what I mean? Because it is other avenues to, like, really get exposed. You know what I mean? And I guess it's like you gotta pay you have to pay your way into being, you know, seen or whatever.
Right.
Like the thing, like when I did 106 in Park, I was there for the audition. I was there to like maybe like 8:30 in the morning. They didn't see me until 5 o'clock.
Mm.
So yeah, 5 o'clock.
Wow. And y'all air it out as be bugging over 3 hours or 1 hour.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, like, you know, it's yeah and then again no. But, you know, like, don't be a sucker to the opportunity. You know what I mean? Don't just pay $500 and that and, you know what I mean, you go on the show or whatever. I ain't saying that. Like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't pay nobody no $500. I wouldn't even pay them no $100 for to be on the show. You know what I mean? But, like, if we could sell some tickets, on the other hand, and the money goes to me, then, you know, I'm all with that. But just paying somebody like $500, $200, you know, just to do, you know, do a showcase and not getting nothing out of it, but just exposure, because I can go somewhere else and get exposure. Maybe it has to do it in another way, you know, like, you know, waiting in line or, you know what I mean, or let me see, waiting in line or doing something else, you know, to get that, because you do have to, like, pay a little tab, you know, a price to
right.
get exposed. Mm-hmm. But monetary, I don't know. I'm going to have to say no. You know, no in year, but.
No in a year. So. So, I know.
You know what? I was confused, because I was listening to a lot of callers, and they like, yeah.
They actually
like,
being
no.
nice, because I thought they were going to be like, fuck no, I ain't paying that. But they actually
yeah.
being like, oh, no, yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah, two thumbs up. So I'm
yeah,
thinking,
like,
you know,
no, you know, like,
yeah.
if but, it's like, you know, I went to a showcase where I had to pay, you know, I did pay. I paid $200.
Right.
But they gave me enough tickets for me to make half of that back.
Right, right. I mean,
so it's still, but you know, at the end of the day, you
as long as
it.
As
it's
long
still
as the artist
business.
Is getting something out of it and they're happy, then you know,
right,
it's a good deal.
Exactly, because you know, singing or rapping is that's when your passion,
right,
and that's you know that's going to be with you,
right.
But you know,
right.
I would say like. No and yeah.
No and yeah. No and yeah.
Yeah, no and yeah.
Okay. So where can they reach you at if they want to get in contact with
oh,
you?
Oh, yes. They can reach me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Sheena Greer. That's SHEENAGRIER. They can reach me on Twitter, twitter.com. At Sheena Greer, that's one word, SHEENAGRIER. They can also reach me and listen to my music on ReverbNation.com / Miss Greer, that's MissGrier. And they can also read up about me and listen to some music on PhilaBrook.com, that's PHI. LABROOK.com.
Okay. That's
yeah.
a lot. You need it. It's my URL too. Shit. You got a whole lot going on over there. Jeez,
you know, I got to keep it moving. I got to keep it moving.
Yeah. You trying to take out my whole show with all your daggone URLs. No,
I know. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
This
but
is airing out radio, right?
Yeah, yeah. True.
I'm airing it out.
So what song are we getting into tonight?
We going to get into Young Boy.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce it for me.
Hi, listeners, and I'm new to this show. I have a song out there called Young Boy. It's, you know, I just want y'all to know that Young Boy is not age thing, is definitely a maturity level. That's what's going on in, you know, in the individual head or whatever. So it's not about age. I'm not coming at no younger people, not no younger guys at all, you know. And, you know, it's a real good song. It's a real good look.
Okay.
So,
there it is.
Go.
Young Boy. Whoa, what the heck happened, Sheena? Let's go to another call.
Let me ride it one time. Let me blow your mind. I'm gonna do the same to you. It's your boy Dom Shiz, a.k.a. Showtime Dom. Y'all already know y'all rocking with the number one internet radio show in the universe. That chick fire, she hold it down for our city, man. Holla at me, girl. I'm out.
Gina, I apologize to you. You got a song on me for next week, so we'll work that out, and we'll also correct that in the player as well. Go hit the lines up a little bit more. 7194, what's going on?
What's going on?
Who you Hello? Be? Who you be?
Hi, this is DJ LW from Facebook.
DJ LW, how are you?
I'm on and finally getting in, so I'm just touching bases.
Okay.
Show a love, you know how we do.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, you got music in here?
No.
Oh, I'm trying to sound
like,
oh, damn.
I always been hitting you up on Facebook, so, you know what I'm saying, you never hear from me on the line, so I'm finally getting in, so, you know
That's
what I'm saying.
What's up. I know you got the accent. Tell everybody where you from, sir.
I'm from Nashville, what they call it, Cashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Hey, is that where Beyonce from? No, she from Texas.
Yeah, she from Texas.
Texas. Yeah, okay, my bad. Yeah. I was trying to give you points. Look, so anyway, I don't know if you've been listening to about the topic. What do you think about the artists paying to perform and stuff? Or selling
Well, I think it depends on, well, I'm going to talk from a DJ perspective. I think it depends on where the artist is at in their career. Like, if they just beginning and they just want that exposure, like, in their city or something, and it's a little showcase, pay a couple dollars here, you know what I'm saying, to perform. And they, you know, having a party with the rest of the artists that's in the city performing, then it's cool. I don't think it should be a whole lot, like they have, like, bring, like, major artists to the city, and they, like the girl said, pay, like, $500. I was like, that's outrageous right there. But,
yeah,
they're going to pay. I think it should be, they should do their, you know, homework on who they paying and what kind of person that is and, you know, what kind of business they do. Because you got to, you know, take care of the business part of it. So you need to do your homework on who you're working with and who you, you know, reaching out to and what kind of people that they bring in. And who's going to be in the crowd. If they bring in some people, like some labor reps or something, I mean, that's a good exposure to me.
Yeah.
So it all depends on, like I said, where you are in your career. And,
right.
And, I mean, you can always pay a little couple dollars to get extra practice before you go somewhere out of state and just kill a show or go on tour with somebody.
Right. Okay.
You know, just to feel another, you know, you got a new song you just want to feel out too, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So what you got going on? Like, what you coming on to promote something?
Oh, no. I'm just reaching out. I'm just showing love, reaching out, you know what I'm saying?
Aw, so, that's what's up right there. I like that.
Whatever y'all need. I mean, we need to put it together. Like, I'll tell you, we need to put together an Air It Out Radio mixtape, just promote the people you mess with. I mean, it's, you know, we need to do that. That's what
I
do.
Yeah, I mean,
promote independent
artists.
DJs.
I had a couple of DJs in mind, but, you know, we could definitely talk about some stuff. So let everybody know where they can reach you at.
I'm on Twitter at DJLW. I'm on Facebook at Quality Street Music, which is the brand. I'm a Rock Harder DJ, so you can see me, check me out on rockharderdjs.com. They're based out of Atlanta. It's myurls.com/DJLW2. So y'all just holler at me. Let's work. I like to promote independent artists. That's what I do.
Okay. That's what's up. Definitely appreciate you coming through.
I'm always showing love.
Right.
Love the show. Keep
Thank
doing your thing.
Thank you.
Aw.
All right. All right, Air Doubters. I'm going to hit up a couple more calls. 2175 is good. Air It Out Radio, 2175.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this That Chick?
It is.
That Chick, my name is Kyron, and you left a Twitter message on my page one day, and I had to call so everyone knows that you showing local love. I appreciate you. I needed to smile that day. and you don't know what you did for me. I appreciate you, and I'm listening to this radio station.
Aw, that's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely appreciate the love.
And because the competition, you know, a lot of people, you don't know, they don't know it's like kind of like reality. And when you're on there and you're doing your music, you don't really have a lot of time to put your all into it. But the world is judging you on the basis of what they think is like your best. So when you work a 40-hour job and you cutting hair and you taking care of your family and you running the business, it's mm-hmm. not what it seems. But you definitely made me feel great. Not good, but great that day. So I appreciate you so much.
Mm. Well, you gonna have these aired out as like, what she do to him?
Nothing but love. I was a little down one day on one of the episodes, and when I checked my Twitter page, I saw that chick, and all she said was, "Hey, Kyren, you're doing your thing," and it just really made me feel like at that point I could fly. And I appreciate that kind of love and support. So I'm a fan now. I'm going to be on the radio station listening to you.
Oh, that's what's up. See? You give love back and people show you back love. That's what's up. So.
Yes, it's very important to me. But you guys can, you know, check out the show. You know, stay with it. Whether, you know, what happens, hopefully, I make it all the way through. If not, it's still amazing to just have been a part of it. So it's what's up.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in anyway. You know what I mean? Definitely appreciate that.
All day, every day. And I'm following you on Twitter, so I'm going to be everywhere.
I'm retweet you when you get off the show with me, so definitely
do that. It sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
All
right. Much sis.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to try to go back to my miscellaneous callers, the ones that didn't answer me the first time. So we'll see what's going on with them. Air It Out Radio, 5327. Oh, boy. Yeah, I get a clear signal, babe. Okay. All right. We're going to come back to him. Hopefully, he'll get it together with his phone line. I don't want to have him talking. I can't hear him good. Anyway, 9912, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, Fire?
What's up, baby?
That
you sound like you straight on the toilet, like about to finish.
No, I ain't in the toilet. I'm sick.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, baby. Look, I gotta put the. Oh, dad.
You funny.
What happened with you? Well, what's going on? You went outside without your jacket on. Time be cute.
No, I was helping Nitty move the other day.
Okay.
And it was hot in his house. He had the heat on, making niggas sweat. So I took my hoodie off, and I was just outside, just moving everything outside while it was windy, but I was still hot. I think it just caught up to me.
Aw. Well, you know, we toward the end of the show. I'm going to try to keep it moving. I came to you one time, and you rolled out on me. So
I fell asleep when my phone died, but yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So, you know, you here now, and that's a good thing. So I got to ask you the question real quick. What do you think about the performance thing? Should you have to pay, yes or no?
It depends. It's both, yeah. Yes and no.
Yes.
That was if the shows don't pop, and yes, because, you know, you got to pay your way. You got to invest in yourself. So
right.
It all depends on what the type of venue was going to be to pay for it, yeah.
There you go. Pay the promoter, damn it. That's all good. So tell everybody where they can reach you, Dot, so...
Dot on Twitter, DotDajoker. That's the only thing I'm really on right now, heavy. So
yeah, he on Twitter real heavy. I'm just fucking with you.
we'll be
playing tonight. You know what you call? I called in and you know and play something for you. You ain't even know. See, she be looking out.
I was not it. I woke up to a text and I seen it and I was like, oh, all right. We ain't got to play nothing since they already heard something already. You know, you can go ahead and go through your other calls. I know you got like 4,000 people.
Oh, that is mighty black of you. Oh, my gosh. It's so nice of you.
I know you got like 4,000 people you got to get to in like 15 minutes.
Nah, I'm running. I'm doing pretty good. As long as nobody don't get on and start talking crazy. But anyway, I definitely appreciate you coming through, babe. And I'm sorry I couldn't get through early and you fell asleep. I hope you feel better.
It's cool though. I'll be getting back to you. I'm gonna send you the drop in that commercial. That's my fault that you ain't get that commercial for the other thing. But I'll be sending you that all that before Wednesday.
All right, that's what's up. All right, babe.
All right, you be good.
You too. Right. And on radio, we're going to hit the lines a little bit more. Let me see, where was my caller at? 3551.
Yes, sir. What's up, yo?
Neo.
It's Neo P out there. How y'all doing? Air it out us.
We doing good.
So far.
So, we're going to zip through some things really quick.
Let's do it.
What's your opinion on paying for the tickets and paying to get in to perform?
Oh man, like everybody, I listened to everybody's comments, and I would just say, like you said, any stage, if you're in a stage, early stages, you know what I mean? If your mind is there and you feel like you have to pay, then you'll do it. You know what I mean? If you're an artist and you're more mature and you think and you know that I'm an artist and people coming to see the art, you know, or see me do my craft, that's if you have anything worth seeing. I think you shouldn't pay. I think your art should speak for itself, man. If you're an artist that has to pay, then you have to pay. If not, you don't have to pay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
It's your opinion. Where can they reach you at with your opinion?
Nah, man, you can get at me on Twitter. It's NeoP4K11. On Facebook, it's NeoP Newton. You know what I mean? Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N, NeoP, simple. And that's the two places I'd be at right now, you know what I mean? So you can definitely get at me.
All right. So what are we getting into tonight?
Let's see. I want you to play that My City song, you know what I mean?
My City.
This right here is it's a
whoa.
Piece that, huh?
Whoa. I don't think we got it. What is that? Not W-O-U? What the heck is that? I have no idea.
No, that's not without you, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, is that what that was? Oh,
without, W/O, without.
I don't have that. I just have Hustler. And
you didn't get the other song I sent you?
When did you send it?
I sent it, like, last week.
You sent it to itsair.radio@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only one, cause I put the, put it in my Gmail, and basically, the name pop up, and then I send it. But if you don't got that, then...
Well, we'll work it out for next week. What can we play this week?
Just play that 1-2-step. That's, I like that, Joan, so...
1-2-step.
Give people a taste of that.
All right, there it is. Neo P, baby.
All right, appreciate it. I'm on my 1-2-step. Yeah, I'm on my 1-2-step. I'm on my 1-2-step. Who's next? It's Neo P, let's go. I'm on my 1-2-step, running through competition. If this isn't a true threat, then I don't know what it is. All I know is I flow for the kids for so many years, and my rhymes just seem to go over their heads. I guess they only listen
for what?
For a fire beat, and I was trying to knock them off their feet like Sonny Liston. It's funny, isn't it? Laugh now, die now. My flame won't die down. It's not me, it's my town. I'm on my I'm on my 2-step. I'm on my I'm on my 1-2-step. I'm on my I'm on my 1-2-step. It's not me, it's my plan that they all in love with, especially when I'm in public. Places they see my face and they think that I got a budget, like rent a car. Trust me, I've been a problem. I've been working hard on rhyme designs and a job, and involved in community actions, usually graphing. Write my views with a black pen. It seems that we trapped in this ghetto, but we not. Instead of pumping rocks, free your mind, get off the block. You see, the ghetto was designed to keep us black, brothers and sisters, oppressed. But what happens when we rise up, huh? Like the phoenix that rose from the ashes, we overcome so many obstacles, yo, they pass us. So brush your shoulders off, no time for folder raw. We've been standing strong so long, we ain't supposed to fall.
And most of all because us, the city's popping. We got plenty options, the whole world is really watching. Now let's get Philly marching in the right direction. Hope we stop with our transgressions. So this is my confession.
I don't spit balls and distribute the crack.
Everybody just follow. I'm coming live.
Yeah, that's that song that played like three or four songs. Hurt you, Mayo. Anyway, we went to lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. I had one that I didn't get to. I had a couple that I got to, and they had some issues or whatever. Damn, where is it? Okay, 9432, Air It Out Radio.
Yeah.
What's going on, Air It Out Radio?
Biz, what the biz?
Who we talking to?
This is Slick on deck.
Slick, how are you?
Oh, chilling. No, waiting on you, Miss Fire.
You say waiting on you. Oh, my God, you sound like Nightcrawler.
Who?
This other guy, shout out to Nightcrawler. You sound a little bit, that's what I thought it was at first. I'm like, what the heck?
Nah, this is Kansas, y'all. Okay, y'all didn't know.
Okay. All right, where you from?
Kansas, the capital of
Kansas. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. Well, I know we toured the end of the show. Do I have a song in here, yours?
I think you do. I'm not sure.
What did I put it under?
I don't think
no Slick. I don't think so.
It might be Blow.
Blow. I definitely don't remember that.
You don't remember.
No.
Cool.
What is
cool.
No. What is your email address? The name.
Tornado Alley, ENT, at Yahoo.
ENT. I'll probably put it under there or something like that. See, that's why y'all can't be having all these different names in y'all stuff because it confuses me. I'm serious. I'll be like, look, ENT. That's what I'm putting under. And stick it
you
to
know,
it.
Tornado Alley Entertainment, that's what it is. That's the team, you know, in case y'all don't know. You know, we on deck. Kansas is the stomping grounds, you know. Twitter.
Was it Almighty? Too Almighty? No.
Nah.
Okay. My bad. Okay, well, we have to get that for next week. But,
For sure.
All right. I apologize.
But like I said, I've been listening to the show, you know. It's real nice. I see you got one hell of a following.
Yeah, well, you know, chick do I.
She said she do all right. You do pretty
chick
good.
Do
that's
chick
good.
Do
yeah. But, you know, if you're trying to follow me, you know, Slick 785. You know, for those who want to take a peek before next week, you know, you can catch me on the Twitter. You know what it is. You know, Facebook, MySpace. You know, Slick 785. You know, it ain't hard to type either.
Okay, that's what's up. Definitely appreciate that. And we'll get your song straight next week, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to you myself and make sure we get that straight because I don't really like messing nobody's stuff up. So,
oh, you good, man.
Nah,
good.
I be feeling really bad when I don't have y'all stuff in here, right? It really upsets me. So, you know what I mean? I'll be like, damn it. I'll be trying to play it all, but I'll be mad as hell inside. But anyway, I'll definitely have it next week for you get it together and straighten out for you, okay?
Okay. We got it, man.
All right. Thank you for coming through, babe.
All right.
Air It Out Radio, I definitely appreciate everybody for calling in. There's a couple of people that I didn't get a chance to really get a hold of, and there was a couple of people that didn't respond to me when I came to them. Definitely check the website out, airitoutradio.net. I know I say definitely too much, so it's my little white girl thing. Don't pay me no mind. And hit me up any Monday, 10 to 1, you know, because I'm consistent with my, you know, I think I've only been late one time on the show, and that was like a half an hour. But, you know, don't judge me. That's good for a whole year because a bitch like me be late as shit for everything else. So, anyway, I definitely enjoyed the show. Thank everybody for tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Air It Out Radio. And once again, the website is airitoutradio.net if you want to send me some tracks or some drops or whatever. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. MP3 only. Don't send me no links or none of that because I'm going to start trashing it. right in the trash. Trash. You're going to be like, well, what happened to me? I don't know. That's what I'm going to put. I don't know. So don't send me that shit. Send me, you know, MP3s and all that good stuff. And if there's anybody's stuff that I got messed up or whatever, or you want to, you know, go through your stuff with me one-on-one, I could definitely do that with y'all. Y'all hit me up on my cell phone and we'll talk about that. Anyway, I didn't get a chance to talk to Black Cancer, but I'm going to end the song with his song. So here's Black Cancer, Ruling Rule, Keep Willing. So love you, babe. Yeah.
Ain't no stopping.
Lady K,
catch a flat, better keep willing. Never crack when they heat pillin', keep willing. Move, don't be no fool. Proceed on moves to shit the game up. Lane straight, never change up. Can it drive, make you bang up, keep willing.
If somebody in your path, then they body getting smashed. Only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash on the throttle, horsepower model, keep willing.
Bitch, ain't a soul gonna stop my cruise control. They'll get rocked or bruised, they know my plot is moving gold.
Don't nothing else hold merit. Niggas backtrack, railroad series. Fuck around and have your shell toes on period. Bleeding from force, mind strong within me. Diesel and cord, can't another drive measure my stride. Or consider my ride as one seated, you in the inside. Can't left cause it's fitting me ride. You just overweight with hate, you suffer with a physical stride. Sound like a personal problem. Handle that while I'm working my throttle. Curtains your Tahoe, I'm not close to needing service with gallons. Full of scenes in the murky challenge. And keep willing.